Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
And Joe is in Connecticut. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you.
I want to thank you for the program, and I would like to offer my prayers for that first person that called, and I do feel bad for him in his own loneliness.
Yeah, let's do...
The need to call a radio show to attract attention to himself.
Yeah, let's do pray that God will just do a significant work in his heart and take even what, you know...
Absolutely.
You know, what's happened and use it for good in his life.
And unfortunately, that radio show that he mentioned, the Don and Mike show, that is the epitome of debauchery and all that is horrible in this earth.
Yeah, I'd have to say that I'm not familiar with that show, and I'm kind of glad I'm not. You know, sometimes you want to be innocent.
Right, it's
with
just
respect.
Crude, juvenile behavior, filthy language, and, you know, a lot of ass play.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I just want to say that I've had loneliness in my own life. I recently had a disappearance in my family, a family member who was suffering from a parvulitis, just walked off into the night and hasn't been seen since. And I would like to thank my own pastor, Father Donald Geronimo, and Sister Lisa Herndon, from the Crackpot Nunnery of Herndon, Virginia. And if I may, I would like to fart into the phone.
Really sorry that we have someone else that decided to, wanted to do the same kind of thing. And since tonight that we have some folks who maybe are allowing Satan to use them, I'd like to encourage you, if you would, to pray for Joe and for Frank. Let's just pray for these folks and ask God to help them deal with the issues in their own lives.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Buck. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in the company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to move.
Stop the run. One of Mike, kick ass, beware.
You honor me by giving me gas.
Sorry, folks, park's closed. The moose out front's gonna hold you.
Wah, 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 wah.
Chicken paranoia. Can't stop the run. Chicken paranoia. Can't stop the run. Chicken paranoia. Can't stop the run. Chicken paranoia. Can't stop the run.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me your friend.
I'm only moving, dancing like Madonna. Into the room.
Smells
like a damn zoo in here. Wah, 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 wah. They're added again. Take it easy, honey. After all, we never see
them. It's almost worth this way just hearing them.
I have 10,000 more.
Sounds
like a really lousy phone sex service, doesn't it?
Woo! Can't stop the rock, can't stop the rock, can't stop the rock, can't stop.
Rock,
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know could fill a book.
The Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Look at that. The machine is on there. Rob's here, and here are the well-wishers.
I wish they weren't here.
Get out of here. I hate you.
They didn't leave with Rob here yesterday.
It's a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob, he went!
Ah, and Perot. Oh. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sopranos, and all the ships at sea. Reaching up, they're Rob's big, high erection, Don Geronimo and Michael Mallon.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody.
Just what's wrong?
Stop everything. Why is the intern going through the CDs right now?
He's helping me find that disc that's lost. That TV dinner is just disappearing.
Okay, we'll do without it.
Okay, got it back up.
Do without it. Thanks.
Moving on?
Move on.
Well, it was going so well.
Yeah, I know it was.
It was right there.
Momentum.
It was absolutely perfect.
We'll still hit the mark.
After yesterday, I thought...
Don't get me wrong, we'll hit the mark.
Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong.
It's just, it was slightly discomforting.
I understand, Dave.
Here I am getting things going, and all of a sudden there's big smelly Diego.
Damien.
And I keep wanting to call him Dago, but his name is Diego.
Diego, like quit Diego Garcia.
And because he was being so careful that he didn't want to intrude.
Right.
He was going through the...
But he was there, and he was in your field of vision.
He was going through the CDs. He was picking them up like this.
You don't genuinely. Walk in when Picasso is painting. You don't walk in when Amadeus Mozart is beginning the symphony. You don't walk in when Olivier is memorizing his soliloquy.
I'm overreacting, but you're right, of course.
New episode on Monday, November 4th. Here's your phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
I'm Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
There.
It's Tuesday.
See? What did I say?
I think you said Monday.
I wrote down Monday. My mistake.
Right on the
Tuesday.
Nose,
you
know why? This is on me. Bad. I got yesterday's card.
Uh-huh.
Where's today's card? Here's today's card. You know, listening to
you
the
know
show,
what? You would be fine if Brett Favre had stayed in the fourth quarter.
Listening to the show, I know you're amazed that I even have a card.
Look at how organized you are.
That I sit down and actually write out a card about the crap we're going to do on this show.
Now, what's wrong? I detect some tension. What? Now, is everything all right?
Everything's fine. Everything is more than fine.
But we're doing the Tuesday script, right?
Yes, right.
We've got the one that was mailed to me earlier this morning.
Right.
Tuesday, November 5th.
The one that I memorized at, risking life and limb. Memorizing it on the drive-in.
My mistake. And the Packers last night winning a huge victory, and the fact that they took Brett Favre out in the fourth quarter, and I am the only 0-9 team in the history of our fantasy league has nothing to do with this. As a matter of fact, I'm in a much better mood than I was yesterday. I finally pinpointed what Rob does on the show.
Really? Keeps you happy.
Yeah, he's a security blanket for me. And Rob had to leave the show early yesterday for a variety of reasons. And Rob and I have a unique way of communicating in which you guys on the radio, you don't hear a lot of times. I'll just turn around and I'll just...
Those of us here in the studio don't even understand.
I'll whisper or I'll point and he'll grab a tape. And as I mentioned to Brojo yesterday, many times when it's time to go to commercial, I prefer the gentle touch of Rob on my shoulder rather than one of these post-it notes just thrust in my face.
And I miss Rob because really, Rob, I think, is our best audience in here. And it's a lot of fun to have somebody who, usually gets the joke and always wants to share his joviality. And, it was, he was missed yesterday.
Yesterday...
Any part of the puzzle would be missed.
Yesterday we were performing for one of the statues on Mount Rushmore. our friend Buzz.
Hello.
Very hard to make Buzz laugh out
not,
loud.
You know, because it's honest, and it's not in his makeup to guffaw. Buzz it. Doesn't
no.
do that.
No, and Buzz, you know, I'll give him his credit. He smiles.
I'm a chuckler. I chuckle.
Occasionally he chuckles, uh-huh. and occasionally there's a very small undercurrent of laughter.
Mm-hmm.
But
Well, with the phenomenal effort that he puts forth in other areas of the show, he can't be expected to do what Rob does. Everybody's right. got their different, you know, roles here.
That's right.
But I finally have figured out Rob is, in fact, my radio gourmand.
Yes.
Ah.
And I found that yesterday, for years and years, Charles Broyhill was my radio gourmand.
You were a bit out of sorts yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't feel right because, you know, because this big lug wasn't here.
But he's back now.
You big-headed son of a bitch.
He's back.
Look at that. And now he's back here, and everything's right with the world. You big lug. You know what I mean? That's,
yeah. I didn't get a laugh all day yesterday, and I got one inside of 5 minutes with him here.
Yeah, well,
you know what? I like that.
I laughed yesterday.
Well, you laughed in a... But, you know, you laugh in your own way.
You're right.
Rob's laugh is just... You know, that is my security blanket with Rob.
When you really crack me up, right, when you really do...
You like, you get the kind of laugh where you blow ginger ale out your nose.
Yes. I can't make noise. When you know you really got me, it's when you don't hear anything.
Yeah. Somebody will ask me, like, when I do my little thing on Friday, say, how did it go? The biggest compliment I can give myself is I said, I seriously thought we were going to have to get the paddles for Don. That's what you, now you don't hear that necessarily, but it's a, you know, it's a good thing. We have plenty of good moments on, but it's nice to have the nuclear family all back together.
Yeah, and Rob was going through something, and he'll tell you about it in due time. Everything is just
Everything's
fine.
Going well in his life, and we're happy about that.
Everything was just fine.
You know, I think I can let the cat out of the bag. Rob wants to be a woman.
Rob was having a vasectomy yesterday.
Well, it was such a difficult day because first they did it, and then I panicked and they reversed it.
Right.
And then I cried again and they made it go back. So they just put a zipper in and I can go back.
There you go.
And Rob, I apologize for being. I realized last night after the phone call, I got a phone call from Rob saying that everything was okay.
Right.
Yeah. And the first thing I said to him is, gosh. You never believe how much I missed you on the show today.
But you know what? It was very nice to hear. It really was.
Sure.
So thank you. And I missed being here.
He was going through whatever situation it was. And then I just said, wow, really missed you on the show today.
You know, and I'm sure that was that was number one on his list.
I hung up the phone and I thought of it. I thought, boy, I shouldn't have said that.
But all is well now. And, you know, it just was simply that Carrie walked into a door. Again and again.
Yeah.
Clumsy, terribly clumsy.
And, you know, no disrespect to Charles Broyhill, who spent years and years.
Right.
He did what Rob did.
In the studio, but it's a different energy with our boy Rob A. around. So now if you ever need a job title, I've come up with it. My Gumar.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot function without you in here.
Gumar / Jester, I think, actually.
Yeah, you'd be, for Mike, a Jester.
I fancy myself a Jester.
Absolutely. I've called him the Jester. What does Rob do on the show? I said, Rob is our Jester.
Rob
keeps everybody loose.
Well, we're glad to have you back. And, you know, yesterday, if only I had had this book yesterday, I don't think I would have gone through the anxiety problems that I did. Because a lot of the stuff that Rob does is like, when it's time for a tape,
right?
When it's time, I will lean over and just say off mic to Rob, I'll say just a simple one word like, Larry. And he'll know immediately which tape to go to.
Right.
And that's thousands of tapes. And I found myself yesterday turning and, you know.
Well, you didn't, you know, what the problem was, you couldn't express it verbally. You had to use those signs that they've used with Charlie Broyhill to actually teach Coco how to communicate.
Yeah, well, Rob, these tapes did get a workout yesterday.
Charlie has a new companion,
fresh from
Spain.
Yep.
He hasn't seen another chimp since he was a tiny baby. Charlie's dying to play with his new companion.
But,
it doesn't mean any harm. It's a simple but dramatic moment, like Tarzan meeting another human for the first time.
If only I had had this book yesterday, I would have been able to look up Rob Anxiety.
Look at that.
This is a brand new book called How to Be a Disc Jockey.
You know, it doesn't get any simpler. I guess they didn't want to put any kind of jacket on the book. They just have the...
And Buzz, I'll give you credit. See, that actually made Buzz laugh.
Yeah,
once you actually see it in print on a book,
How to Be a Disc Jockey. In the shape of really a record.
And in here you have How to Succeed as a Disc Jockey. You have How to Develop Your Personality. And I thought we would start today with they help you with the pronunciation and articulation.
Well, I know everybody on this show needs that desperately.
So I thought we would.
I mean, desperately.
Mike, let's look at some of the common articulation faults that most disc jockeys make.
Are you going to help me with this?
I'll spell a word. J-U-S-T. J-U-S-T.
Okay.
The word is?
It is. Hold on.
Spell it again, please. J-U... You're not the best one to do this with.
Yeah, I am.
No, because you're not a good reader. J-U-S-T.
Justin.
Buzz, J-U-S-T.
Just.
Yes, well, many disc jockeys...
A-hole.
many disc jockeys pronounce it as just.
Yes, they do.
J-U-S.
All right, give me another one.
K-E-P-T. Kept. Buzz.
Kept.
Buzz is correct. It's,
well,
it's
kept. Buzz.
Not right. Kept.
No, it's kept. Like, right. Like hep. I want to help you.
Now here's another one. Here's another one. Government. Mine.
J U.
No. You're not spelling it. You're pronouncing. Oh, I'm sorry. G O V E R N M E N T.
Government.
Buzz.
Government.
All right. It is Gov-Earn-ment.
The government of the United States of America.
Not government.
Right.
Not government.
There's only one they ought to have in there.
All right. How about this one, Mike?
Okay. I'm going to do well on this one.
All right. How about F-I-L-M? Now, this one I knew right away. I said movie, and I was wrong.
Flim.
No, Buzz.
Film.
Yes, Buzz, you're correct. It's film, not...
No, it's not.
Film.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, there are DJs who say film.
I bet in my early career when I was a program director, I probably hired disc jockeys that said film.
And, you know, you're going through the entire book here about what to do and what not to do as a disc jockey.
Is there anything on the letter W? Because I know on radio stations to this day, I hear Dubba U, which is incorrect.
They spell it out phonetically. It's double
U.
The word double followed by the word U. Double U.
Double U, and you hear that mistake made by like the biggest personalities in the country.
And I know Mike's favorite word that's mispronounced all the time.
Which is?
P-I-C-T-U-R-E.
It is said pitcher.
Uh-huh. All the time.
It is cabby.
Crazy! Look at the pictures.
Yeah.
Let me see. In this book, this fantastic book, How to Be a Disc Jockey. For instance, they give you help with the weather. This will be the last bit of the book that I read here now.
You know what? Can I make one request though?
Yeah.
Whenever you bring this book out, you have to play this music.
Yeah. Well, this is our informative music.
This is wonderful.
For instance, your forecast is highs expected around 45 today, lows down to 30 tonight, chance of rain tomorrow, currently 38.
Pretty as a picture.
Well, here's how you do it, Mike. What's this? Buzz just gave me this updated forecast. Dark skies tonight, followed by light in the early morning, highs in the mountains and lows in the valleys, current temperature 48. Or... Say, did you hear Howard this morning giving the temperature after every record? I think he's taking payola from the Weather Bureau.
That's funny.
Hey, nice to see they worked a little electric weenie into that book.
That's the book, How to Be a Disc Jockey.
How to Be a Disc Jockey, and I sure hope it's available on tape.
When I showed it to Mike, Mike said the same thing. I thought, you know, well, we've got, you know, a week's worth of shows in here.
And uh-huh. I mean, that's such a thick book. Where can I get that?
I am just diving in. And they sent us a copy.
That came in just in time.
The chapters are, what is a disc jockey?
Exactly.
How to succeed as a disc jockey.
The book's in good shape. Looks like it's been well kept.
How to develop your personality. How to develop your voice. How to develop your communication skills. How to produce your show. Working with programming. Working with music. Working with sales. Working with engineering. Finding a job. And finally, keeping a job.
Yeah. Where is the most important chapter? station politics.
Yeah, and nothing in here about picking chicks up off the request line.
Yeah, that's not right.
And banging them. Nothing about that in here. Nothing at all.
That's not correct.
And nothing about disc jockeys cleaning their guns while they're playing records.
Yeah.
None of the stuff that we've learned as we were growing up as disc jockeys.
Anything about rental car return etiquette?
No, nothing. Nothing about that.
There you go.
Also, nothing about, oh, God.
Before you bring your car back, dance on it.
Have I ever told you, you know, there was this guy, Don Cox. Cox on the radio.
Right.
Used to give away lollipops, called them cocksuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Back, and, you know, and back in the day, that was, you know.
Well, still is.
Crazy,
still is, yeah.
Crazy.
That still might not have seen the light of day.
Crazy, kooky, C-O-X.
Right.
Suckers. Guy, Cox on the radio, Don Cox. I get a job at 13Q in Pittsburgh, big top 40 station. I'm 16 years old, and I'm suddenly thrust into major market radio. I'm loving it, and I'm doing 6 to 10 at night.
Right.
And this guy, Cox on the radio, he's the same guy, incidentally, that took me on a drive one night when we drove past Bob Savage's house, and he leaned into his glove compartment and pulled out a gun and fired a couple of shots in the air.
God.
And I said, why are you doing that? And he said, just keep him on his toes.
Oh, God.
He's the same guy that hired someone to break in to Bob Savage's townhouse.
Right.
Remember,
allegedly.
Yeah. Well, no, this is the statute of limitations now, and this is so many years gone
absolutely.
By.
Absolutely.
And I think once we had Don Cox on the show.
I'll simply say allegedly.
Okay. One day he came in to me and he said, this is not even the story I was going to tell you. He said, tomorrow Savage is going to come in and tell you how his house is broken into. And I just went, okay. Started playing my records on my radio show. The next day, program director comes in and he goes, God damn, so, you know, man, Pittsburgh was a safe city. Someone broke my house, stole my TV, stole my telescope. So this guy, Don Cox, another one of my jobs, and this was my first major market job. I went from Rockford, Illinois to Pittsburgh, which was a gigantic jump. I went from making like $180 a week to making $30,000 a year back in 1975. I'm 16 years old, not even graduated from high school yet, and I never quite figured out. Don Cox was a great friend to me and always will be a great friend to me. Really helped me learn a lot about radio, but would have me do odd jobs. Like, for instance, on more than one occasion I'd come to work, he would call, he would say to me, show up at 4. Now, my shift wasn't until 6.
Right.
But he'd say, show up till 4. I need you to run an errand for me.
Show up at 4 in the afternoon.
So I get to the radio station at 4, and I go on the radio station, go in the studio, and pull out a bag with cash.
Oh, my.
And he'd say, I need you to go to the bank and make a deposit for me.
Right.
And I never thought once about it, and still have not thought about how the money possibly got there or where the money was coming from.
Well, what he wasn't telling you is that if he was under surveillance, you would have been arrested.
Yeah, and like the dummy that I am, I had my routine. I would go to Wendy's for dinner before my show, and like two or three times a week, I would just stop at the bank for my friend Don Cox.
Right.
And make these gigantic deposits.
Did he ever give you a little taste for all the errands you were running?
He threw me like $100 here and $100 there.
Oh, that's good.
Said to me one time, how would you like a police badge? Got me a police badge.
My God.
Said to me, do you have a Pennsylvania driver's license? I said, no, I still have an Illinois driver's license. He said, good, tomorrow go to DMV. I'm going to give you a guy's name, and you just get your picture taken. You're going to get your driver's license.
There you go.
And I went, and yeah, he was right. I went down the next day, gave the guy my name. They just took my picture.
What's this guy? Was Cox short for Corleone or something like that?
I don't know. And he used the radio station. I know I've told you this before as a means of getting in touch with me. That this was the first time that I'd ever lived on my own by myself, not with my mom and dad, and I didn't even have a telephone.
He sounds like a wonderful first influence.
So I'm living in this gigantic high-rise, in which, incidentally, Don Cox has put me in. I get into Pittsburgh, and he says, no.
Is he the program director, too? No, he wasn't the program director.
He's just a disc jockey.
He's a team leader.
He says, no, listen, you got to live in this high-rise over here in the hills. You're going to love it. So he gets me in this building, and one day there's a knock on the door, and it's a gigantic sofa that turns into a couch. and a television.
You mean a sofa that turns into a bed?
Yeah, what right. I say is turns into a couch. Right. Yeah, it's a sofa bed
uh-huh.
and a television. Nice. And I said, well, this one is from Cox on the radio. Now, I still didn't have a telephone. So one Saturday, I'm, because I was such an idiot, like on the weekends, I would listen to the radio station.
Right, well, right. You were into it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting there in this big empty apartment with with a sofa bed.
Eating Cheetos, listening to the radio.
Having my Pop-Tarts and watching TV, and I got the radio on in the background, and I hear the guy on 13Q say, 13Q, I just want to say, Cox on the radio is having a gigantic party in his house this weekend. And everybody's there. Don Geronimo is there. They're having a fantastic time at Don Cox's house. The pool's open. Don Geronimo is there at Don Cox's house. So I hear this, and I immediately go down to the laundry room where there's a payphone, and I call him up. And I go,
right.
Hey, I just heard on the radio that I'm at your house. I'm not at your house. And he said, I had no other way to get a hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a party. I want you to come over. What he did was he called the disc jockey on the air
right.
to tell the disc jockey on the air to say that I was at his house, knowing that I would hear, and then I would.
I bet he had some good parties.
Call the goer. He had fantastic parties, and he had the sweetest wife. I would bring by all of my dirty laundry.
Right.
She would do my laundry.
Wow.
They had to do gigantic pool parties and girls and... And lots of guns. Lots and lots of guns.
He was into his handguns.
He was into his handguns. Mm. That was a real learning experience that night that we were just out for a drive.
What's he doing now? Is he alive?
Yeah. Don't you remember I told you for a while he was in jail? He was in jail for a while.
Right.
And I think he's doing afternoons on Power 96 down in Miami.
Ah, very good.
One day he just showed up at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock at night, this is not unusual, I'm leaving the building.
Right.
And his car would pull up and he said, hey, you want to go for a ride? Sure. I got nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one night, we started driving in a residential area.
Mm-hmm.
And he parks the car across the street and he says, see that house right there? It's where Bob Savage lives. I was the program director. I said, wow. He said, that's a nice house, isn't it? I said, yeah. He said, it's nicer than my house. It's nicer than your apartment, isn't it? I said, yeah. Not knowing what we're doing there. He leans over, goes to the glove box, pulls out a gun, right up in the air, and then drives away.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I said, why'd you do that?
He hated him.
He said, just to flip him out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, did this savage individual, did he know that Mr. Cox had this animosity for him? Did he know this?
Yeah, but he never... put two and two together.
That all this horrible stuff
had, like,
was a result of this...
a break-in at his house. And some
pathological disc jockey.
Driving by and shooting had anything to do with Don Cox. Anyway, you find none of that in How to Be a Disc Jockey.
No, none of that is in there.
But this is the way that I was reared to be to becoming a disc jockey with my friend Don Cox, who always was a good, no pun intended, straight shooter with me.
Right.
And always treated me real nice.
Took you under his wing.
Still can consider him to be one of
his firearm.
One of my best friends in the radio business. Cox on the radio.
He took care of you. He looked out for you.
Yeah, he was a nice.
What these individuals didn't realize that you know these weren't just friends that you made. These were individuals who were shaping your views of life on life in general.
But all you know, not only do were there the fun adventures like that. But there was also really the stuff where he would say to me, he would pull me aside and say, you're so much better than just reading these cards.
Right.
You know, he was one of the first guys that pulled me aside and said, what are you doing following the rules here? You know, listen,
right.
You're talented.
Right.
Talk as much as you want. Mm. You want to put some phone calls on the air? Put phone calls on the air.
Go for it.
What are they going to do? Fire you? And I remember one day he said
to me. And was he the first one to really instill in you the fact that program directors are the enemy?
Yeah, and one night, I did 6 to 10 on 13Q, and I had, at the time, what was a very long phone bit. I had recorded a 90-second phone bit.
Ooh.
And, you know, there was a rule that you could never talk unless you had music underneath your voice.
Right.
And I couldn't find an intro long enough to play this phone bit over, so I'm sitting in the studio and agonizing about it, and he's in the room with me, and he says, well, just go ahead and play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, geez, I'm going to get fired. He says, how much money are you making? I said, well, 30 grand. He said, you know how much Bob Savage makes? I said, no. He said, 24,000. I said, how do you know that? He says, I'll be right back. Keep in mind, I'm doing the show, right?
Right.
And we're the only two people on the radio station on like a Wednesday night. He goes into a back office somewhere, comes back. He's got the payroll. He's got the payroll.
Amazing.
He says, see right here? Bob Savage, $24,000. Don Geronimo, $30,000.
Right.
You make more than he does. Then, hence... You know more about radio than he does.
Wow.
I mean, these were the life lessons.
Valuable lessons.
Yes.
The valuable life lessons that I was taught in radio.
Yeah, that's that is held true. Whoever makes the most money knows the most.
By Don Cox.
That's right.
And, boy, just about everything in this book goes against everything Don Cox ever told me.
Well, it's certainly a simple cover. Easy to read.
Yeah, so anyway, there it is. How to be a disc jockey.
How to be a disc jockey.
You know, wow, I'm sorry for that trip down memory lane.
Well, your stories about that guy. You mentioned a lot of guys in the business, and not a hell of a lot of them would I give 2 cents about. That guy, Don Cox, you ever notice I always ask you what he's doing? Because
he is fun.
He is somebody that I probably wouldn't mind meeting. He sounds like kind of a nut.
Yeah.
The other guy who was the most fun ever was from WLS in Chicago, Fred Winston.
Right.
There is a guy who I know you would identify with that it was St. Patrick's Day. I was working 2 to 6 in the afternoon. He called me up at 2 right as my show started.
Right.
And he said, do you have anything going? Now, Fred Winston had been in Chicago for 15, 20 years. He was a legend.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just started at the station. And, you know, frankly, I was intimidated by all the famous disc jockeys I was working with. And all of a sudden, the great Fred Winston calls me up and says, do you have anything going tonight? And I said, not a thing. And he said, I'll pick you up at 6. And I get done with the shift.
These guys, I mean, those are back in the heyday.
I go down to the bottom of the Stone Container Building in Chicago, where WLS was, might still be. And there is a stretch limousine.
Right.
And I get into the stretch limousine, and there is Fred. And Fred has maybe 100 bottles of booze in the car. Really, more booze than I've ever seen. And he says, have you ever really celebrated St. Patrick's Day in Chicago? And I said, oh, when I was a kid, we'd come up for the parade, and they turned the river green and everything. He says, have you really ever celebrated St. Patrick's Day in Chicago? I said, no. And he said, tonight you will. And I got home about 8 o'clock the following morning.
How are you feeling?
Like crap. I mean, and he didn't get mad when I threw up in the limo. He laughed. And the amazing thing about it was that he was up all night.
Right.
Just drinking, whoring, partying. We're going from place to place to place. My head is pounding. I've been throwing up. They drop me off at my apartment, and he says, all right, I'll see you. I got an air shift in 2 hours.
Wow.
And I go inside, and my head is still spinning. Turn the radio on at 10 o'clock in the morning, and you would never have known.
Right.
It was, morning, WLS, Fred Winston, how was your St. Patrick's Day?
He was doing the morning show?
He did middays.
Middays.
He did middays.
Wow.
We got home at 8 a.m., and he went on the air at 10, and you would never have known.
There you go.
You never would have known.
Hey, there's a secret to that.
Yeah, and I know you know that secret. Yeah, most of us know that secret.
Sure.
But he was another guy that I think you would have loved.
Oh, they're larger than life, some of these guys.
Yeah, there are a lot of rat bastards, a lot of guys that are
really, a lot of creeps.
A lot of guys whose guts I hate.
Mm-hmm.
But guys like Cox and Fred Winston and... John Landecker, really great guys.
You know, it's funny because with the advent of syndication and where you've got so many radio stations now that have syndicated programming, and you don't have the days where every single shift was a body, was a human body that you would relate to. And, a lot of times you've got now, one show that originates out of a station, and sometimes no shows that do, and you don't have that. I mean, back in the days when we worked at WAVA, where you had, the morning guys, you had us doing the morning, so you had a midday jock, an afternoon jock, the evening guy, and we all would get together, and it was, all these disc jockeys. It was a lot of fun.
Do you remember when J.R. Russ came in?
Oh, my God, all proud of himself?
The overnight guy, Mike and I did mornings. So we arrived at the station about 5:30, and the overnight guy, who incidentally drove us crazy with his goddamn Gonzo Friday.
It's a Gonzo Friday. Had a voice like that. Hi, I'm J.R. Russ.
Just 30 minutes until Don and Mike on your Gonzo Friday.
Don and Mike coming up. It should be a lot of fun. Absolutely. Gonzo Friday.
So we get to the station, as always. We're dragging ass, you know, doing the morning show. We'd be mainlining coffee. And he's all excited. He's been up all night, the overnight disc jockey. And he tells us two very exciting bits of information.
Mm-hmm.
First, he was with some girl who had, I don't know what body part it was, pierced.
Yeah, I think it was down there.
It was down there, and he had...
Back before that was fashionable.
He had, like, slides.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have pictures. He had slides.
Little slides where she was in no uncertain terms showing what she had.
And you would have to hold the slide up to the light
yeah.
to see what it was.
Take a look at that. Look what she did here.
And isn't that the morning he also proudly announced he had gonorrhea?
Yeah, like, oh, happy.
Hey, I got gonorrhea.
Big grin on his face. Walks out of the studio. You and I were looking at each other incredulously. You know, after this guy announced with a seeming amount of glee that he had the clap.
It's got gonorrhea.
I mean, pretty weird stuff.
It is.
Weird disc jockey.
Gonorrhea. Okay, and then the final disc jockey story I'll tell you has nothing to do with disc jockeys. It is a manager that I worked for, Scarface, Brian Pusolano.
Ah, yeah.
And Buzz knows this guy,
yeah.
that I'm doing mornings at B96
mm-hmm.
in Chicago, and Buzz is my news guy, mm-hmm. and we have a great ratings book, fantastic ratings book, and they take us all out to dinner at the Palm Restaurant.
Right.
And the general manager.
Ed Honcho.
Yeah.
Goes in the back where they have the giant tank with all of the lobsters.
Mm-hmm.
The entire stasis, and calls the entire staff back. And we think that we're going to be picking out the lobsters that we're going to be eating.
Right.
He stands up on a table as if he's going to address us, telling us what a great station we have, what great ratings we have.
Right.
Says, I have never been prouder to be with a group of broadcasters than I am right now. Each and every one of you should take pride and never forget this moment. And I'm going to make sure you never forget this moment. And he unzipped his pants. And he went number one in a lobster tank.
Oh, my God.
And he bought, you know, thousands of dollars
had to, yeah.
with a lobster.
And they had to fumigate the tank.
Because all I know is
that's pretty gross.
Yeah, it is.
Here's the general manager called everybody in. I mean, you're right. Talking about wives, girlfriends,
right.
lady disc jockeys who work there, salespeople, front office people, proudly standing up, whipping it out.
Right.
Told them to sound like a fire hose.
Wow.
Just going number one in the big lobster tank at the Palm Restaurant.
That is a gross story, yeah. We never forgot, though.
We never forgot. I don't think they ever forgot either.
No.
Would you like one of my quickies?
Sure.
One of the grossest when I was a program director?
Yeah.
Small station down in Annapolis, Maryland. This gentleman will go nameless. And he's a big guy, though. Big guy. Weighed in about 400 pounds. This jockey that I had hired. Had a lot of trouble making airships on time. And I was really getting close to firing the guy. And I came upstairs and I was looking for him to have a meeting because he had been late that day. And you know this studio, too, that I'm talking about down at WYRE. You have the air studio in front of the transmitter room.
Right.
And there's all this glass there, and they had all the equipment in the back. So I walk into the air studio. There's a record on. I don't hear anything. And I walk out looking for this guy. And when I walk out, I hear this from the transmitter room. I hear this. And I have no idea where the guy is. I look in there. He's not there. I walk into the transmitter room, and I hear this. And I walk around the back of the transmitter, and his pants are around his ankles.
Mm.
And he turns around, and he sees me, and he hikes up his drawers, and I said, what the F were you doing back? And he said, I'm really, really sorry. I was putting in a suppository.
Oh.
And I was ready to throw up right there on the spot. And needless to say, I postponed our meeting. I wasn't ready to continue. I said, why don't you get back in the air studio right now? He was there too lazy to go downstairs into the men's room
right.
to do whatever he had to do. And I guess he had a little bit of a hemorrhoid issue and was putting in a suppository in the... and I looked down... And on the floor was the little silver pouch.
The wrapper.
That, the little wrapper.
The hemorrhoidal wrapper.
I said, pick up your wrapper. And, it was,
these are the kind of
things
you should find in a book called How to Be a Disc Jockey.
Amen, right. Brother.
This is what you need.
That's the real stuff.
I'll leave you a little more. Last personal note. Always remember to unlock the front door. Always remember
to unlock the front door.
Right.
I'm working at WNAM, Appleton, Wisconsin.
Nina Menashe.
Yeah.
Blue 128.
About 15 years old. Put on Stairway to Heaven.
Right.
I'm starved. There's a Hardee's down the street. Put a record
on. Balls. I would have no more done that as a young disc jockey.
Put a record on. Did not even give a second thought about propping the door open or putting the welcome mat in the door. Just let the door shut behind me. Get in my car. No rush. I'm sitting in my car.
Come on record.
Eating my food. I am sitting in the car listening to Stairway to Heaven.
Not wanting to wait till you got back up to the studio.
No.
Right.
And I'm thinking, this is like the coolest thing I've ever done because technically, I'm listening to myself on the radio.
Right.
I'm on the radio, but I'm in my car.
Sure.
And as it turns out, when I got back to the radio station, the door was locked.
Ooh.
Door was locked.
Right.
And I had to end up breaking a window to get in and then make up some ridiculous story about how, you know, some kids came by and someone busted a window. I wasn't as bright as Scott Shannon the night that Scott Shannon locked himself out of WPGC.
Right.
Remember, I told you this one a long time ago, that he's on the air and the record runs out and there's nothing. There's just absolutely nothing. And I get a phone call. He says, I locked myself out of the station.
Right.
I went out to my car. I go, what are you doing? He said, I left my cigarettes in the car. I locked myself out. Meanwhile, there's dead air. So it takes me 10 minutes to get over there. Right? I go over. I open the door up. I let him in. First thing he does, he comes back on. He goes, is this thing working? We have been off the air for the last 10 minutes because of transmitter malfunction. WPGC.
Oh, it's the best.
And then even he lies to the engineer, calls the engineer up, and he says, hey, man, I don't know what the hell's going on. We're off the air for 10 minutes. Really, the truth is, he just left.
He left.
He left and forgot to come back. But
you ever had a lunatic get into your station?
No.
We had a small station I worked on years ago. I mean, one of the first stations I worked at. Police were there when I got there to do the morning show. A lady had broken in with an axe and tried to chop up equipment because she thought it was reading her mind. Smallest station in the world.
Cool.
Had one lunatic who was doing that. She had an axe, and she was actually trying to damage the equipment. Didn't hit the right thing, so we were still on the air. Very strange, though.
You know, I don't think I've ever told this one. Way back in the day before ATMs or anything else, when if you wanted money, you had to go to the bank when the bank was open or you couldn't get money. One way to get money on the weekend was you would go to the grocery store.
Right.
And you would buy a roll of toilet paper and you would write $25 on there and they'd give you $25 in cash. Well, I was making like $80 a week and I bounced one of these checks.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't even give it a second thought. Doing the morning show at WPRO in Providence, and now I'm the only guy in the building at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I see a Providence cop pull up in the parking lot. I don't think about it. I'm playing a record. He rings the doorbell. I go to the door, and he says, hey, you must be Don, right? You're the guy in the morning? I said, yeah, hi, nice to meet you. He says, I'm looking for someone named Michael Source.
Oh, no.
And, you know, of course, that's, you know, let me pull the curtain back. That's my real name.
Right.
I said, gee, I don't know where he is.
Oh, no.
And he says, well, you know, down at Surefire Foods, he bounced a check there. And they've been trying to get a hold of him, and I hear that he works here. And, you know, there's some kind of, you know, bouncing a check for $25 is a serious matter. And I'm just guessing in my pants.
Sure.
I'm just looking at the guy and I go, I'm pretty sure he went to another station.
Right.
I don't think he works here anymore.
He's out of state.
And
he's going to cross the state line.
He tipped his Smokey the Bear hat. And
right.
Gets back in his car and he drives away.
My God. Well, you know what? I bet was that before you met Don Cox?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So you were doing it before. So I don't think you would have learned how to behave like that after meeting Don Cox.
No. You know what? No. Chronologically, you're right. It was post Don Cox.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Pre Don Cox, you would have said, "Well, I'm Mike Source."
And I got the best thing I ever did in radio was an idea that I did hatch with Don Cox when I knew I was going to be fired from 13Q.
Mm-hmm.
See, he was great with giving me the information
mm-hmm.
that he calls me up on a Sunday. I'm doing Sunday 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and there's no one in the station but me. He calls me up, and he says, you're going to be fired tomorrow. I say, you're asking me. He says, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Shows up, shows me the thing. He's right. They got a form. They're firing like four disc jockeys the following day.
Right.
As it turns out, I had a couple of other job offers on the line. I was feeling kind of cocky.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, it would be great. It would be really great would be to screw them and just leave. And he got in his car and he drove away. And then I thought, well, that would be fantastic. And I got the record already gone by the Eagles. I got on the air. It's at 13Q, your money, music, and fun station. I understand they're going to fire me, but nobody fires me because I'm already gone. 13Q. And I went out and got in my car and drove away. And heard as the song faded out, faded out, faded out. And then you know how a cart burps?
Right.
When a song is on one of these tape cartridges, mm-hmm. when it recues, there's a slight burp, let you know that it's ready. And I heard the cart burp on the air.
And then dead air.
And I was as I was driving down the Pennsylvania Turnpike, I heard for 25 or 30 minutes.
Were you all packed up and ready to go?
Just dead air. Yeah. No, I went back to my place.
Right.
Just had enough stuff to throw in a bag. That's all I had.
Did you have a phone at that point?
And I was off, had no phone.
No phone.
No phone. I was just off, just driving.
He's off.
Just off.
Already gone.
Greatest exit I ever made from a radio station.
Yeah.
Best ever.
You gotta write one of those books yourself.
Yeah.
How to be a disc jockey.
Oh, man. Goddamn, could I? Or how not to be a disc jockey. Hello there. Don and Mike. Yes. Break
Hello.
Coming up. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Mike or Don?
Yes.
Both
of us.
Hi. I love you both.
Thanks.
It's a shame Don's married. Mike's voice really turns me on.
Well, thank you, baby.
And... really, when I'm getting intimate with my boyfriend,
uh-huh.
I picture your voice.
Well, thank you very much.
And I think about you often.
That's tremendous.
And I'm so intoxicated by your voice that I almost didn't want to look you guys up on the website.
Oh, no.
Oh, you didn't, did you?
Well, actually, I did. But still, I still... admire your professionalism.
Even though you've seen the pictures?
I admire. You know, I think I could do this job, I think to myself, I could do this job, but not every day. Like, only when I'm feeling, like, on it.
So you're saying when you saw the picture?
It took you
by surprise?
But then I had to, admire your intelligence.
All right, good.
Thank you, bitch.
Goodbye.
Hello, you know, I used to have a cartoon, seriously, that I kept on the refrigerator that shows this kid sobbing at the kitchen table and the mother standing, consoling him.
Oh, yeah.
And the caption is, don't worry, son, I remember when I saw my first discharge.
True. Mike, your voice is so sexy.
Yeah,
but
I went to the website, and I still admire your intelligence.
You're professional.
You know, I can't win, can I?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike, I don't think your voice is sexy at all, but I got a story about cops on the radio.
All right, very quickly, because everybody's now pointing at me saying we got to take a break.
All right, I used to DJ in Miami, and I used to DJ at a place called Solid Gold. This is probably one of the nicest strip clubs in the world.
Right.
Very professional, very exclusive, very expensive.
All right.
He used to, at the time, work at Power 96. He might still work there now. He used to come in on Sunday nights and do amateur night.
Right.
And I had no idea who he was or how long he's been in radio, but I used to think, where did they get this, old guy to do an amateur contest? It was $1,000 grand prize. But what I remember is that he used to have the filthiest mouth on stage.
That's my guy.
When I used to be there, I wasn't allowed to use any curse words or anything. It was very professional.
And please, sir, please, you're not a DJ. If you're a guy that plays records in a strip club, you're not a DJ.
You are a club jock.
Thank
okay,
you.
I'm a club jock. I apologize.
Make that distinction.
Yeah, I have been both. DJ is on the radio, a club jock.
I was a club jock.
Big difference. Did he befriend you?
He was very friendly with me because he used to come into the booth and we used to hang out before the show and afterwards, but he always had a cigar in his hand. He always had a drink in his hand.
My guy.
And I mean, he was a wild guy. I never understood why he worked at Power 96, so that's a predominantly very young radio station.
Well, he's one of those guys, I'm sure he still gets away with it. He was an old guy when I knew him.
Right.
25 years ago.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like way older than me. All right.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you for a pointless story.
All right.
Yeah, I'm still reeling over that lady going to the website. Yeah.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Real quick, I know you got to go to break.
Yes, we do.
I'll tell you what, that last segment you did was riveting, talking about the history of radio and your experience. Oh. You could write a book and make a small portion.
It'll be in my book, How to Be a Disc Jockey.
How to Be a Disc, you know, and I think you get the copyright to the title.
Yeah, because that's got to be the working title.
How to Be a Disc Jockey. This is a picture of you going.
Don,
yeah.
Got it right.
All right, see, there are the touchstones. Right. Let's clear them out time for a call 100, because, you know, we've not even gotten to the fact that it's Erection Day.
Mm-hmm. Erection Day!
And we did send Slow Joe Ardinger out.
Amen.
With his bullhorn. Interviewing people. I've got a tape here, and I've got a grid sheet.
Very good.
Joe talking to voters, and as you can see, he proudly put the sticker on, I voted.
Good, man. Good for you, Joe.
So be like Joe and vote early, vote often. Now, be the 100th caller, 877-365-3636. We are going to cut the jackpot in half.
Yay! I hope everybody did their civic duty and got out and voted today.
I didn't.
I did.
Did you?
No.
Okay,
no, call it 100. I'm voting later.
Oh, okay.
Not me.
I'm
serious.
I know.
It doesn't matter. Hello,
polls close at 8 o'clock in Virginia. 7?
Don't care.
All right, this is the year I miss.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I've had a bad year.
Good for you, Mike.
Just call me Johnny Hippocrato.
Like it's going to matter anyway if you voted or not.
Oh, I feel bad now. I might have to duck out during one of the breaks.
Yeah, call 100. Don't forget to leave the door unlocked behind you. Be the 100th caller now. A secret sound. The money cut in half, meaning it's easier for you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped the nut straight.
Mother! You blew your nut! Mother! That is it!
That's it! What the f*** are you talking about? That's it! Take it back!
Yes! Yes! No more! No! Not tonight! This son of a bitch all night! He tick, tick, tick! He trapped me!
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Ned! Ned!
He beats me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
The Don and Mike Show. Two tumbling, tumbling dickweeds. Don Geronimo and Michael Vera.
You know, Dr. Smith is dead, right?
Dr. Smith has passed away?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Lost his face, Dr. Smith is dead. Don't cry, it's unmanly, Mike. At some point today, we'll try to work in our tribute to Dr. Smith.
Oh, yeah. I was so young. Stop the monkeys.
If only God would have listened and taken the boy and not him.
Take the boy!
We do have some great Dr. Smith outtakes from when he was on the show a couple of times when he dropped the F-bomb.
Yes, if you believe that S, baby.
Who and called me?
He said it's one day's work. I said, ask you.
Yeah, guy had no idea that we were on any kind of delay. He couldn't say the F word.
He was wonderful.
Yeah, he was good. So anyway, tribute to Dr. Smith today. You gotta love the tabloids. Now that they've caught the snipers, I just have to show you. I laughed out loud when I looked at both of these today. This is from the Inquirer. Snipers, their secret gay life, and why it made them kill.
Mm.
And it's the picture of the guy with his arm around the other one.
The boy.
You know, they just take a picture and they write the story around it.
Right.
And the other one's even better from Globe. And this one, I think, might have some credibility. Sniper was driven by hatred of Oprah.
Oh my God.
I'm not making that up. You see that?
Wow.
Right on the very top.
Hatred of Oprah.
Right on the very top. And CSI Uncensored. I guess we'll get to that. I did have a couple of seconds last night to tune into CSI Miami.
Yeah, good show last night.
And everybody is so right. So much better than the regular CSI.
Dirty.
But I don't know if it's dirty like sexy dirty. It's dirty I tuned in now. You know, it's hard going between the football.
Well, it was all about sex.
And CSI. All I know is they were cutting a guy open and, like, they were saying, look, his heart was twice as big as normal and his spleen was...
So you missed all the stuff about the Cupcake Club?
Yeah, I'm totally out of the loop.
When the girls have the boys come out and, you know, they take charge, and they had all these dancers, you know, that were dancing, and a couple of them did the dancers, and you know, all the evidence was found. You know how the guy died.
Mike, I was watching Monday Night Football. I just went over a couple of times.
Well, the guy died by they put poison in a condom.
Ah.
So he got the poison into his system through the condom.
And through his D then, right?
Through his D, that's it. And they, you know, and just hours trying to figure this out because they didn't see any puncture marks. They weren't able to figure out where this came in, and then they found it at the end.
Wow.
And it was you know, and I like that Kim Delaney too. I like her.
Oops. Name Hold on. This sound.
I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Uh-huh. I know you've had the hots for Kim Delaney for a long time.
For a very long time, ever since the NYPD Blue days. Right. She's just got it going on. I like her. She's just so sexy.
So if we were going to do a CSI, who would you do? Marge, Helgenberger, or Kim Delaney?
I would
Kim Delaney?
Sprint to Kim Delaney.
Yeah.
I would do Old Red.
Oh, I know. I would absolutely, on a dead run, and I would also go with the other blonde babe from CSI Miami.
She is hot.
In fact, I'd run to her probably. I'd still run to Kim Delaney first.
Yeah, really?
I'd do the dark-haired girl with the bad teeth on CSI Vegas. I think there's something about her. I like her. But she does have a split in her
You seat. Mean the one who's got the thing for William Peterson, kind of?
Georgia Fox. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Nah.
You don't like her? Something about her.
No, I do Big Red, though.
Big Red?
I did the young Latin actor that's on CSI Miami.
But again, that's you.
And the photographer.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, you're caller 100. And what's your name?
My name is Janet.
Janet, where are you from?
From DuPont, Pennsylvania.
All right, Janet, here you go. Let me see. Janet, you have won an NFL watch.
Okay.
I guess that means, are you in Eagles territory or Steelers?
I guess Steelers.
Steelers. Mm-hmm. NFLwatch.com. You won a Steelers watch. Including the schedule watch.
Hey.
You've not lived until you've had a schedule watch.
Hot.
Order today and get free shipping from NFLwatch.com. But wait, you've also won the Fox TV pullover fleece from Fox TV and a home spa treatment.
Hmm.
I don't know what this has to do with Futurama, The Simpsons, King of the Hill, and Malcolm in the Middle, but it's yours from Fox Television.
All right.
And now you will play for $500. The jackpot has been cut in half, and I'm going to be more explicit with my clues.
Good. I love explicit. I like it in my contests. I like it in my pornography.
Hardcore.
Ooh.
The generic clue I gave you before was kitchen, which could lead you to a myriad. I will tell you now, it's a plug-in.
Way to go, Don.
Okay? It's a plug-in.
It's a plug-in.
It's a plug-in.
It's not a standalone.
Is it a strap-on?
It's a
vibrator, right?
It's not a vibrator, but it's a plug-in.
It's a plug-in.
And now don't get mad at me because I know that technically you have to plug in a refrigerator, and you have to plug in a dishwasher.
Yeah, it could be anything.
What I'm doing, though, is I'm taking all of those out of the equation.
Yes, you are.
I guess what I'm saying is it has nothing to do with your big, gigantic kitchen items.
Okay.
Wow. There you go. What am I going to do? Draw you a roadmap? Rob, don't shake your head ruefully. She's not going to get it. I don't think so. And besides, we got the money to give away anyway. It's almost the end of the year.
Yes.
You know, if we don't give away all the money that we have in the budget, do you know it doesn't roll over to the next year?
They keep it. They keep it and spend it on themselves.
Which is why we always, towards the end of the year, whenever we do our last show of the year, you want to make sure you're listening because we give away every cent we have on our budget.
Oh, it's Christmas in December.
Yeah. You will play for $500 now. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Jimmy Eat World.
And here we go.
Caller, name this sound.
It's a plug-in. James Eat World. It's a plug-in. It's not like a refrigerator.
No.
I was spinning free with a little sweet and simple numbing me. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that with an assist from Lisa?
Yeah. Yeah, she's getting better at it. She's doing what you need to do with me. I'm not going to remember it, so she brings it in.
Beautiful.
For $500, what's the sound?
Putting your things in your mixer?
putting your...
A hand mixer?
You don't want to do that. You'll hurt yourself.
You don't know what I mean.
Putting your... I don't know what you mean.
No, I don't. You're really going to have to be more specific.
Popping the spinners in your hand mixer?
The beaters.
Oh.
Snapping the beaters into the hand mixer.
The only beaters I know are Billy and the Beaters.
Oh, we're sorry.
And Rob's group, White.
The white beater.
No, sorry, that's absolutely wrong.
No.
Don't forget, though, every guess is a clue
for you.
For you. Clue for you. Okay, it's Erection Day.
Hallelujah.
I'm proud to tell you, I didn't. I could have. I made a conscious decision not to. I firmly believe that it just doesn't matter. Last time I voted for the guy that said there would be no car tax. And now we still have the goddamn car tax.
Yes, we do. Yes, but you still have to exercise your right to vote.
No, you don't. I'm convinced.
Now we're going to, I can't argue with you because I didn't vote today, and I feel really bad.
Welcome.
That I didn't vote, but I did it because it was just an oversight. I thought the polls closed at 8 o'clock tonight. Rob tells me they closed at 7 in Virginia, and I can't make it out to my polling place because I live out in Hooterville.
I'll do it for the big one. I'll do it for the president. But other than that, choose whoever you want.
Do you know, though, another reason I was...
It's no difference to me.
There's this little referendum in Virginia, which is raising the sales tax to pay for roads.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I didn't know which way to go, and I still don't know which way to go. Because they're telling you if they raise the money, it's going to mean more houses, and I don't know. I'm confused.
They're going to get the money either way. They're going to build whatever roads they want to build.
The developers are going to... Well, I don't look at it as in total futility. I'm really disappointed in myself that I didn't vote. But I'm not going to come in here and lie and say I voted when I didn't.
Keep living the dream.
Yeah, you know me. I mean, I believe in the political system. I really do.
Keep believing in it.
I don't think, it's totally out of our hands. I think that's the only... It's what we have that other countries don't have.
We're all schmuck.
You know what J.C. Hayward said, Don?
What?
Today's election will determine the outcome of the presidential election.
You know, and I have seen the many moods of you. I have seen you change your political stripes, and now you have gone...
I'm still a Republican.
You used to be a Democrat.
Yeah, but I'm still a Republican.
And then you went to a Republican, and now you've gone... what it is, really, is just increased apathy on your part.
Yeah.
You know, what you've gone is that when you joined the Republican Party, that was a little more apathy, not caring about anybody. And then when you actually
caring more about myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Becoming a Republican, caring more about myself,
and then you
caring less about others.
So now the move, to not vote at all would be we're caring just so much about yourself that you're not even going to bother or inconvenience yourself.
I look at the big picture.
Right.
From my standpoint.
Sure, how does it affect you?
Do I need any new roads by my house? Roads are fine.
Well, what about the traffic? You'd like to see
the congestion.
You'd like to see the congestion eased.
We have great hours.
We do.
We come to work. I don't know about you. I leave my house. Robbie, what time? 1 o'clock every day?
Sure.
I leave my house at about 10 of 3 every day.
We leave here at 7. God forbidding if the crease don't rise, we have to change shifts. If we do a morning shift, same deal. We don't deal with traffic.
Right.
But
do you occasionally have the downtown appointment?
My son is near the end of school, off to college. So who cares about kids in school?
So what you're saying is
all bets are off.
It's you.
Yeah.
So you don't look at it as a civic duty.
I don't look
duty.
I don't look...
Duty, D-O-D-D-Y, D-O-O-D-Y.
I mean, part of this is comedic, and part of this is true.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that I will support our military in any way I can, because if we get in a war, if something bad happens, I want the guys from 9/11 kicking ass, okay? Our guys, the guys that are fighting on our side. If we get in a war...
Yeah, you could take that. 60 Minutes would take that and have a field day with
what
you just
said.
I want the guys from 9/11 kicking ass.
The good guys.
Right. You want you support, you're a patriot.
Yes, I support.
You bleed red, white, and blue.
I support our military, our police, our firemen, whatever money they need, it's fine. Everything else is just a giant handy.
Can I
have a giant handy job?
Can I tell you that it wasn't totally by design, but the election out in our area, we have an incumbent congressman who doesn't have a chance of losing, and he's running against I think it's that guy,
the guy who ran the website, Don and My Fans.
So, I'm not a Republican, and the Democrat is a Nimrod, so it's and then we've got this sales tax referendum, which I don't have a position on, so
This is one of those few times where I stayed away from the polling place.
Good for you.
But I didn't do it because of apathy. I didn't feel strongly for any particular candidate.
You mind? You wrap it up and tie a nice bow on it.
But I will be there in the next election.
And we all will.
You tie it up anyway that makes you feel better about
yourself.
I have
been very politically active throughout my life, but I have had a year of turmoil, and I need to take a break.
You know why? Because you're thinking about you.
Yes.
And let me just say,
thank you.
That's good. That's smart. Think about you.
I am still a registered Democrat, though.
Yeah.
BFD.
Hey, but you're not a registered Democrat. You're a registered...
No, I am a registered Republican.
You're a registered Republican?
Wow. Take the oath.
I switched.
Really?
I switched on the last election.
Does that mean we're the only ones left?
We're the only ones left, Mike.
Wow.
You know what's really...
Because I know Lisa's a Republican, and I know Rob is a
right Republican.
There could be, you know, we're not going to make him a full-fledged Nazi, but there's got to be something stronger than Republican.
Oh, there is.
What would it be?
Communist?
A Spiewak party.
No, certainly not communist.
No, that's the other direction.
Oh, right.
Because that's everything for everybody.
All right, well, listen, so we send Joe out today.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Joe Artinger. Now,
what's his party?
Anyone that he can get into.
All night long.
The deal here, all right, he's talking in my headphones now. Joe, please, that's one tool you're not allowed to use, is the special talk into the headphones.
I'm actually Republican.
The
I guarantee party. That's what he'd say.
Now,
I think
you're surprised. I don't know.
Do you think he's registered?
No, I don't. But if he were...
He's a registered sex offender.
I don't.
Joe Arden's a registered. So if he comes to your neighborhood, you'll know.
He has to put a sign out in front of his house.
Registered. He's got an ankle bracelet on.
Registered.
Do you think he's even registered to vote?
No.
No, probably not.
No.
I say he's a registered Republican.
I say he's not registered.
He strikes me more as a Democrat, but I don't know.
Joe, are you registered?
Not anymore. I quit voting.
When you were registered, what were you registered as?
Republican.
You were right.
But I voted for Bush too many times.
Yeah. I bet you vote for Bush every Saturday night.
Well, that Bush, yes.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Bye.
So here's what we wanted Joe to do. We sent him out to polling places, and we wrote questions for him. Hi, I'm Joe Artinger from the Don and Mike Show. Would you please vote for me today?
Very good.
I'm running as the write-in candidate for the position of your choice. And then we actually got Joe's three main platform issues.
Yeah, we have position papers for Joe.
Good. These come from Joe, the things that Joe wants.
Mm-hmm.
One, the decriminalization of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Two, higher speed limits.
Right.
Three, the return of Ren and Stimpy.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's it.
Beyond that, we set you up with questions to ask voters as they came out of the polls, out of their little voting booths. The questions are, who are you voting for president? What's up with Winona Ryder? Do you know who the anchor of the CBS early show is?
Very good.
Are you upset about the cancellation of Arliss? I don't want to have to pay extra sales tax on my marijuana. How about you? Are you going to vote yes to fix Mark Warner's teeth? And finally, what kind of Halloween candy did you give out this year?
What a great group of questions. You know, there's a little something for everybody in that questionnaire.
Now, I'm looking here at the cheat sheet that Joe made for us, and I'm seeing that we don't really even get into the question and answer session until 9 minutes into the tape.
Wow.
And there's something that...
Well, that's not right.
There's something that's disturbing here.
Uh-huh.
At one point, it says, Joe's giving his fat, doobie bullhorn speech. And now we told him very specifically...
Not to ad-lib.
Don't stray from the script.
Hmm. He never, ever pays attention to that.
Where is this? Real one or real two, Rob? Real one. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I don't want to get angry at him.
Joe Artinger, Slow Joe, on the campaign trail today.
I'd like to hear that.
Hi, I am Joe Artinger from the Don and Mike Show. Would you please vote for me today? I am running as the write-in candidate for the position of your choice. The decriminalization of marijuana, higher speed limits, and the return of Ren and Stimpy to all the television sets across America. Hi, I am Joe Artinger from the Don and Mike Show. Would you please vote for me today? I am running as the write-in candidate for the position of your choice.
So he's in front of some school somewhere with a bullhorn.
I know you're for that. higher speed limits. I know you're for that, too.
Here we go.
And the return of Ren and Stimpy to all the television stations across the United States of America. You know, we need the decriminalization of marijuana. Too many people are put away in jail for needless reasons. One boy in Michigan got 20 years for selling a joint to his friend.
Now, Joe, really, this wasn't your pulpit to stand up and really make a speech.
That's how it was explained to me. By the way, I'm in front of the Fairfax City Police Department.
Ah. You're in front of the police department. I see here. We're going to hear from the cops momentarily.
I was told that I was supposed to bullhorn all that stuff out, and then the questions were later.
Yeah, you're supposed to just bullhorn out, "Hi, I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show. Please vote for me. Here's my platform."
And that whole thing on marijuana, did you do that on your own?
No, this is all scripted. And
the part about the kid in Michigan?
Yeah. Oh, no.
That was scripted?
No.
No, it wasn't.
I was told to, read it off like it was a speech and to add anything that I wanted.
Who gave you the part about the kid in Michigan?
And who told you?
No one. In fact, I was... It's just like any political person. I'm just talking out of my ass. I mean, I don't care. I don't know any kid in Michigan.
So this...
You made it up?
You're making that up.
That's just wrong.
You know what? That got up a little, Rob, because now I'm interested in hearing this.
Yeah.
Now that I know that this is just stuff Joe's making up. But nobody gave you the direction to just make up speeches, did we?
Well, I was asked to elaborate because...
By who?
By Lisa, because I said, is that all I'm going to say over and over?
Lisa, could you come into the studio, please?
I know, we always have a standard no ad-lib rule with
Joe. Well, it's not so much an ad-lib, I'm just kind of like...
Well, not an ad-lib, you give it a freaking speech.
Right.
I just want to make sure that we have that, you know, just to make double sure.
Lily?
Lisa Herndon.
I don't know where
she is. She's crying over the fact that there weren't 100,000 hits on WYSP's website in the first day. Mm. They got something like 89,000 hits in the first 2 to 3 hours that her pictures were up on the website. And I come in today and she's looking at that and she goes, not 100,000 hits.
Oh, my.
I said, you know, listen, that's 89,000 hits.
Where the hell is she?
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Strong, yeah.
Where is she? We don't know.
She's gone.
Pager?
Nah, never mind. We'll move on.
Listen, the Don and Mike Show, would you please vote for me today? I'm running as the write-in candidate for the position of your choice, the decriminalization of marijuana. I know you're for that. Higher speed limits. I know you're for that, too. And the return of Ren and Stimpy to all the television stations across the United States of America. You know, we need the decriminalization of marijuana. Too many people are put away in jail for needless reasons. One boy in Michigan got 20 years for selling a joint to his friend. That's not right. And besides, over 20 million teenagers experiment with marijuana every year. And they also buy M&M records. So they can't all be wrong, can they? Also, higher speed limits are a must, especially in Fairfax City. Too many tickets are handed out as a source of revenue for this great city in America. And the return of Ren and Stimpy, the greatest cartoon of all time. I feel that the return of Ren and Stimpy will bring a greater calm to our nation in a time of need for all.
For all.
Dummy.
Cute.
Hi, I am Joe Ardinger from the Don and Mike Show. Would you please vote for me today? I am running as the write-in candidate for the position of your choice. My platform is the decriminalization of marijuana, higher speed limits, and the return of Ren and Stimpy to all the television stations
across
the
country.
We really need more Ren and Stimpy on the air. I mean, I'm getting tired of watching Seinfeld reruns after all. And what's the deal with Survivor? They're in their fourth or fifth season, and it's just as boring as ever. We also need higher speed limits. You know that. I know that. We all know that tickets are a bogus source of revenue for all the governments across the United States.
Are you in front of a police station?
Yeah.
Anybody come out with a butterfly net while you were doing that?
No.
Okay.
And the decriminalization of marijuana. Don't forget, the marijuana is harmless. And many people,
this is
even
just,
Bill Clinton.
You know, I think we know where, there's one particular issue where he's like, you know, a tremendous amount of passion.
From the heart.
From the ticker.
Right. This decriminalization.
How would Ren and Stimpy in the speed limit? You want to get him on his home subject.
That's it.
To using it in their youth. And 20 million American teenagers cannot be wrong, can they?
Anybody anybody looking at you while you're doing this, Joe?
Oh, yeah. There wasn't a heavy turnout, but there's people coming and going.
You there with the cigarette. Wouldn't that be great if that was a nice, fat doobie?
Oh,
if you had the decriminalization of marijuana in America, you would not have to hide in your house.
It's all marijuana, isn't it, Joe?
You could sit here right in the Fairfax City Police Department parking lot and smoke your marijuana.
Along with
the rest of the 20 million teenagers across America.
He doesn't have multi-issue. He is a one-issue candidate. Only one issue that he cares about.
You know, we want him to just go out.
I didn't write the issue.
And read.
You know, when people call and ask Buzz if he's got any weed, I think they're directing that at the wrong individual.
The Artinger platform has one big fat plank.
Yes.
And it is that one plank that he left.
Buzz Buckbutt just said, how do you know it's not?
What was that, Joe? What did you say there?
Some guy, after I did the doobie speech, said, how do you know this is not a marijuana cigarette?
Oh,
which I deduce it wasn't from the lack of paper ends.
What?
Hi, I am Joe Artinger from the Don and Mike Show. Would you please vote for me today? I am running as the write-in candidate for the position of your choice. The decriminalization of marijuana, higher speed limits, and the return of Ren and Stimpy to all the radio... to all the TV stations across America. We need more Ren and Stimpy, don't we? Your young child would have a better upbringing with more Ren and Stimpy on the television. Things just haven't been right in America since Ren and Stimpy left the air.
He's right.
As far as higher speed limits, who needs more tickets? That's just a cheap source of revenue for all the municipalities across America today. And the decriminalization of marijuana is definitely necessary because people are being put away to rot in jail for no reason at all other than lighting up when they feel like it. What the heck? You can get pot anywhere you want.
See? Once again, a little longer.
When I was in high school, we used to buy pot at the park next to this police station.
Wow. We just say it for
a little longer, and always on the marijuana. That's where it's his pet project.
Say it for the record. Joe speaks for himself.
Yes.
In the speech.
Amen.
We want to make sure that the cops don't come by the radio station today.
And I am a character on a radio program.
But seriously, if you want to talk about what long-term use does, listen to Joe.
Lots of it. Well, they're slowed to rock in. Hey, that looks like my mom's car. I hope it's not. Hi, I am Joe Artinger from the Don and Mike Show.
Oh,
would you please vote for me today? I am running as the write-in candidate for the position of your choice. I support the decriminalization of marijuana, higher speed limits, and the return of Ren and Stimpy to every television set in America across the country. I think these are popular issues that
Hold on. When you get to that point where you said television, and then there's like this big pause before you say set. What's happening in there?
I think you'll find out in just a few more seconds.
Okay.
You, sir, wouldn't you like the decriminalization of marijuana so that you don't have to worry about your son going to jail for the rest of his life for possessing one joint? That's what happened to a teenager in Michigan.
Jesus.
He's in jail for 20 years.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
Hey, CBS Radio, tape for broadcast.
Fine, thanks.
CBS Radio, tape for broadcast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm all for you out here campaigning away and doing all that, but you really need to use a loudspeaker to talk to two or three people walking in. Could you just walk up and introduce yourself? Because you're kind of disrupting our business.
Well, be quite honest, we're about done with the loudspeaker. We're just going to interview people.
I mean, you're welcome to sit out here all day and talk to people, introduce yourself and all that, but it's just that sound carries into the building, and we're trying to do our work in there, and it's kind of a problem.
Two cops?
Huh. Man, you're lucky you got two cool cops.
Yeah, this guy sounds ultra cool.
Yeah. Lucky that's what you didn't get.
They were great. I mean, they were great.
Right.
But when you
it
heard
could have been nicer.
When you heard me take a pause there,
that's because they were coming up to you.
Standing around talking to each other, trying to,
Right.
So imagine.
You got a whole police station full of cops.
God,
they're here.
It goes out there talking about marijuana.
Fine. I mean, we're just about done.
Funny.
We were going to do this for 15 minutes, and then we're just going to interview people as they come and go.
That's fine.
Okay.
But you're done with the loudspeaker?
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
Great.
Thanks.
It's just saying, you're done with the loudspeaker.
Okay. So we're going to turn off the loudspeaker now because the fine police guy came out and asked us to. But I think we got our point across. And now we'll go ahead and interview some people.
Very good.
For some really important political questions.
I think it's fantastic because
I was just about getting tired of the loudspeaker myself.
Me too. Yeah. Let's get right to the interviewing of people. Although we should take a break first.
We should break, and I think it's nice that Joe gave credit to the nice police guy.
The police guy.
Mm-hmm.
The police guy. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, Don.
Hi.
Hey, I've been listening since about 95, and I did go this morning to the polls, and I did write in Joe for 11th District in Virginia against Tom Davis.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike was talking about the raising of the half percent tax.
Yeah.
Warner was interviewed in a Richmond paper and said that he wouldn't... raised from that would actually go to fixing the roads in the
Where's
state.
Where's the lineup on Ren and Stimpy?
I love it. One more of it.
No, I'm talking about the governor.
He didn't like it, I don't think.
All right. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike. I voted for you guys today. Don, I wrote you in because of your great views for the Senate seat from Virginia against John Warner. And I wrote Mike in for the first district of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Now, tomorrow it'll be in a newspaper. We do love this, that every year.
Right.
Me and Mike get written in for two or three things every year.
We do.
It'll be like Donald Duck, Goofy.
Right.
Oh, and local radio personalities, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we actually get voted for. It's a thrill.
It's cool.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
One good thing about not voting, don't get put in the lottery for jury duty.
That's true.
All right, see, Mike, there's a positive side to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, could we go back to Kim Delaney for a second? I got it where she got her start in television.
Where?
All My Children back in the 70s. She was about 17, 16 years old, and she was hot.
Wow.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Vote for Kim Delaney.
Mm-hmm. 16, 15 years old, you have to put a sign in your front yard like Joe has to.
Absolutely.
She has a great platform.
Don and Mike. Hello?
That's a big sign in his front yard that says, Perv lives here.
Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello, is this Don and Mike?
Yes, that's why I said Don and Mike.
Yeah, my name's James from Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
there's about 30 of us that went down to the voting polls, and we voted for Joe Ardinger.
Very good.
So Joe's getting votes in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, 30 votes in Pennsylvania.
30 votes. That's a landslide in Pennsylvania. If he wins, does he have to move up there?
If he wins, he can't serve because he doesn't live there.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I just wanted to make a point about the stuff Joe's talking about with that kid in Michigan. I don't know if Buzz remembers this story, because it's sort of half true, but obviously he's used his product a few too many times and lost his memory. But there was a kid in Michigan who did some kind of a coke deal over the phone and literally got 20 years for it.
Well, I think he's
kind of twisted the facts a little bit, but he's on the right track.
I think hasn't that kid's story been on 60 Minutes or something like that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, with Joe, it's always pot.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Vote Morris Jones. Bring me back to D.C.
Hey, I thought you were off the show, Morris Jones guy.
What's that, sir?
Although, you know what? You could come back. You could be Brian Bolter because...
Brian Bolter?
A little bug told me that the guy who's the anchor man on Channel 5...
Yeah?
That he totally digs the show every day.
Oh. Really? Brian Bolter?
Yeah.
I would love to come on the show.
You know, the guy that sits next to the ever-hot Ebony... Princess.
Is Brian Bolter the guy that kind of has that kind of
Boris Jr.
that kind of sour look on his face all the time, right? When he's doing everything's kind of like, now that's the way it is. He's got kind of a big lower lip,
and he's a bad ad libber.
Yeah, okay.
Really bad.
But
ad-libber.
I like the guy. I mean, I like
I totally
that.
Suck.
I like that team. What?
I totally suck. I can't read.
Who are you?
Brian Bolter
from Channel 5.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Brian?
Doing great. You like my show?
How's your How is your hottie co-anchor?
How about Amy Roadblock?
Ah, Amy Roadblock. But I'm talking about the
Tracy Neal.
Tracy Neal.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you, Tracy Neal's got some jugs on her.
When are we gonna get Tracy Neal on the show?
She is a beauty.
She really is.
Black licorice.
Brian, what's his name?
There's a picture of Brian Bolter right there.
He's the right guy that I'm
on the Fox 5 website.
Yeah, that's the guy. And he's always just like, yeah, here's the latest story.
And as long as we're on the topic, really, Channel 5 needs to upgrade in the weather girl department.
Oh, my God.
Sue Palga is like a car that's got 100,000 miles on it. Oh. My God.
Don't do any recruiting at Channel 9.
Hello.
No way.
Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, calling from Baltimore.
Hi.
Hey, I wrote in Marty Bass, Lieutenant Governor.
Excellent.
Lieutenant Governor Bass.
Marty Bass. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Tom.
Senator Tom Gavin calling you.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, everybody wants to write in and vote. Vote for Tom Gavin for Congress.
Right, Tom, how do you spell Congress?
C-O-U-N-T. C-O-U-N-E-R.
You're absolutely right. Thank you.
Counter.
We're doing fine. Tom?
Yeah?
Listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to break.
Yeah?
When we come back,
we're
going to have Joe Ardinger interviewing people who have just voted. So go ahead, Tom.
Tom, can you, before that, can you just spell Senate for me?
Senate. S-T-A-R-N-T.
Right.
Start.
And now, Tom, you know, on the other side of the break.
On the other side of the break.
Now, I'm just telling you now.
Okay.
Joe will be interviewing people who have just voted.
Okay, on the other side of the break.
With the hilarious questions.
Hilarious questions.
That we've written for him. So go ahead, take us to break, Tom.
All right. What is it again?
Okay. When we come back.
When we come back.
We'll play the tape.
We'll play the tape.
Of Joe.
Of Joe Ollinger.
Talking to people who've just voted.
Have voted.
Asking them the hilarious gag questions.
So you
want
to tease that, Tom? You want to tease that before?
Gag questions.
Gag questions.
Right.
And voting.
All right, go. Now do it. Go ahead.
We go coming back after the break. We need Joe Onger to ask people to vote.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Right. Okay.
And we need the guys to go 8-foot break and then come back.
Very well done, Tom.
Anything else, Tom?
And what are you playing in, Mike?
Not for a while, Tom.
Tom, just take us to break.
All right, guys. The Don and Mike Show will go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Rob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
What a horrible thing to say.
Come on, Colonel Frank.
They take the tugboat to Tuna Town. Don and Mike.
Hey, now you know me. Easy going.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
Lisa?
God damn it, I'm not easy going now. Why? Why? Just why?
Because he wanted to talk to you about problems that could occur.
You know, F it. Just F it.
What's going on?
Last week, we did the American Idiot thing, and we didn't have a website that people could go to immediately to vote.
Right.
So we put it off a week.
Right.
And we waited. We said today would be the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we waited. And, well, today's the day. And
right.
The people are ready. And then at the last second, I find out during the last break,
mm-hmm.
you weren't here. Lisa comes in and says, what's the problem? All of the stations that we're on, none of the websites can accommodate us.
The size of the server of the YSP website cannot accommodate the heavy traffic that we're pointing to them. So finding out about that last evening, we went through every step to do that, did what we could do to ensure that we would have somewhere to put this stuff today. And in that short amount of time, what I told you on the break is what we came up with.
Yeah, and what you told me during the break is frankly just unacceptable. It's the same problem as last week. In that we'll have the 10 people on today in theory who will be singing, and then by tomorrow we hope that you'll be able to go to a website to vote for your favorite American Idiot candidate. The whole point of it being the immediacy of hearing it on the radio and immediately being able to go to a website and just click on
right
for the person you like the best.
Understood.
That's very simple. We've had a whole goddamn week to get this thing done, And now, of course, like always on our show, 5 minutes before we're going to do it, I find out, oh, yeah, hold on. We're not ready with a website. Now, I know that you were talking to the engineer before the show today about this.
All day.
All day. I mean, I'm not...
But the engineer up in Philadelphia?
No, here.
No, our engineer. Here. Mike Friedman. And I finally said to Lisa, right before we went on the air, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go on the air and just say, one of our listeners... Well, you were in here, Mike. I said,
yeah, you get a website. Who can host it?
I'm sure one of our listeners out there could host a website that could just simply take the information for us and then write, 2 seconds as we were going on the air, as I cracked the mic, Lisa comes in with a note from Charlie saying, don't talk about the website because
there could be issues that arise from that, and he wants to discuss those with you.
How about the issue of just somebody in this goddamn company, somebody having a website that we can have people vote on?
We need our own website.
Well, now, we were going to get our own website, but my friend Gary, who was setting it up, moved away.
Well, you know what? In this town in particular, the town we broadcast from, there are a million people that can help us with that. Let's get it. We can get it done in 24 hours.
You know, it just sucks ass.
I know.
That, again, and I don't want to disappoint these people, these 10 people that are waiting to sing today and perform and do the American Idiot, which is kind of a throwaway, goofy bit anyway.
The only solution is, since all this, you know, all this is happening because of the web, because of the Internet, that we do it the old-fashioned way, and you're not going to have nearly the amount of people that would participate in voting, but you could do it where people call in and vote, and they do it off the air, and then we tabulate their votes by the end of the show.
No, there's no... There's so many things wrong with that, and I'm not busting your balls.
No, I know. I'm throwing things up to see if they stick to the wall. Or we could just judge ourselves.
We got to take regular phone calls anyway.
But then we could judge ourselves.
That's more fun for people out there to
think. I know it is. I'm saying, since we don't have the website.
But why can't we? Jesus, it's been a week. It's been a week. Here is the hotline. Hello.
Sugar Bear?
Yeah, darling.
I haven't researched it, but Bart, of course, you know, kid knows everything like kids do about the Internet. And he says there's already a website where you can set up your own poll. He said it's called something like www.votingboost.com. You can just set it up and have people vote and do your own little poll.
Why don't you look into that?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, sweetie.
You're welcome. Bye, boo-boo.
God damn it, honey.
I know, boo-boo. Just relax.
I'm trying to relax, but last week...
You know, in fairness to you, I mean...
It was the same goddamn thing, and people wait
until...
The last second.
I mean, why... I don't get that. I don't understand why stuff is late on you. I mean, when the whole show, we set it up, you know, a week in advance, we're going to do it next week, and then you get this information right before we... I mean, not before the show... Before we're going to do the bit.
Right. I mean, right as we're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
She comes in 2 seconds before we're on the air. Now, I'm not faulting her. She's just passing along the information.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But
the real problem would be the website that we use, WISP's website, cannot handle the amount of volume that we generate when we do one of our little contests.
And the WJFK website, which incidentally has just been voted the most worthless website on the face of the earth, apparently... That can't handle the traffic that we would generate either. And my whole point in all of this is that we've had an entire week to figure out what website we're going to use for the voting for this dumb bit today.
So the question remains, and you know, when I hear the idea of going to voting.com, you know, would we be able to do that with our volume that we would generate?
I don't
you know.
Know.
And I think that's the issue that Charlie would be concerned about, is using a website without clearing it because of the volume that we generate.
Now, I don't know. I'll
it's not like the public, you know, that's doing it.
Sugar Bear, we should, you know, the problem is of going through other people. We should do some meetings ourselves to set up a website so that you could have it for your show.
You know, I guess we should. We've talked about it, and I talked about it with Gary for a long time before he moved away.
Well, I'll check into it.
But boy, oh boy, it sucks ass. I don't want to do
you know what I'm finding, and I have experience with this.
I just don't want to do the contest and not have people able to vote immediately.
About websites, and just let me give you a caveat here. There are a million people out there that are going to tell you, hey, I'll set up a website for you. But it's not just setting it up. It's like anything else. It needs to be maintained.
Sure.
It needs to be monitored. And everybody and their uncle wants to set up your website and say, hey, I'll take care
of it.
But you
got to have
once it gets up and going.
You got to have a webmaster who's devoted to it.
You got
to
get somebody that's going to give it a hell of a lot of time. It does take time.
Well, we research it. We live in one of the three main high-tech areas of the United States.
I know, which is what pisses me off.
Well,
that Washington, D.C., next.
And our phones right now are going to be absolutely mental with people that want
to
do this.
Next to Silicon Valley, Washington, D.C. is like the tech area.
That's true.
Go out by Dulles Airport. It's nothing but wall-to-wall.com.
And it's nothing but wall-to-wall.comers that need jobs.
Exactly.
Everybody likes to set them up. Everybody likes to set them up.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. Likes to run them. That's the way it works.
All I know is that the people behind the scenes with this show have had one full week to get their ass together.
And really, when you get somebody who knows what they're doing, it is a very quick startup.
And you should be able to talk to somebody at CBS. They have a few websites.
Well, I don't directly talk to CBS. It's not like I dial 1-800-MEL and he picks it up. I got to go to someone who's got to go to someone who's got to go to someone. And frankly, I don't want to go to them because they got problems with Lisa being in Playboy, goodness sakes. I mean,
another thing where they threw that at us at the last minute.
Yeah, right. But this just really, I mean, I'm sorry to be having a tantrum and a goddamn meltdown on the air, but this will be the last effing time that we set something up and somebody comes running in here at the last goddamn minute with some half-assed way of doing it. You either do it right or you don't do it. Are all you idiots listening to me? Are you morons back there?
Okay, Judy, I got to go to art class now.
Christ.
Have a good day.
Ugh. But we could do the contest and they can vote tomorrow. Ugh. Vote for a new staff tomorrow. Start with management, work your way down.
You know, I got a way we can do it.
Yeah.
We can have people mail in their votes. We'll have to mail it in on a self-addressed postcard.
Only if they use calligraphy.
Right. God damn, I'm hot.
You know what? No, Rob.
Damn it, I'm hot on this.
Take a block of wood and carve your vote onto it.
I'm so hot. You know, that it was last Wednesday.
I mean, I you know what? You're handling it better than I'm handling it.
It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
I was there for that, too.
7 days.
Mm-hmm.
7 days we've had to get this together. 7 days. And we don't have a website that can handle all the traffic. Well, I'm sorry. We'll try to do a radio show that has fewer listeners. Okay? We'll try.
I don't get that, incidentally. I would think that website would be able to handle stuff.
No, I don't know.
I mean, it's big enough where, you know, they promote everything. They want people to go to it all the time.
I guarantee at the last minute they won't pull the plug on running David Letterman's TV show on the radio.
You know what? We need our
own. That'll go off without a hitch.
We need our own, and we need the company to take care of it. Period. That is the cost of doing business, though, nowadays.
It sucks ass.
Didn't you have AOL want to do something with you a couple of years back?
Yeah, we did.
Well, I don't know what we did
that. That might be a phone call, too.
Well, you know, the problem is, too, even if we wanted to set up our own, that Nimrod owns all our domain names anyway.
Yeah, the guy who's going to get beaten in the race for Congress today owns everything.
We own our name. We bought it years ago. Remember at that party I was telling you, Mike, that you should buy MichaelMara.com.
Oh yeah, Frida bought DonGeronimo.com.
Well, then that's what we could do.
But there is absolutely no. We did a search one time. There's no Don and Mike or Don and Mike show. Either Don and Mike or Don and that little ampersand Mike.
Right.
None of that.
Right. But if we use DonGeronimo.com for the show, where will you post your glamour shots?
I'm hot. God damn it, I'm hot.
Well, we're all set to do this, and you got thrown a curveball.
And there's probably still naughty Don Geronimo left for that one, Rob.
Oh, God damn. Does anybody that we work with understand the immediacy of radio? That's the great thing about radio. That's what we have over TV. That's what we have over the movies. The point is, as you're listening to the people sing today,
you make your decision. You go to the website. You vote for them.
Yep, right away. You don't wait till tomorrow to do it. You don't wait till 2 days from now to do it. You do it now. It's top of mind. You think, oh, I liked number two.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get home, I'm going to log on. Don and Mike can't get a website to saveTheirAss.com, and I'm going to click on for number two because I love number two.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Number two.
You know, and they're having the meeting upstairs before the show today. So I know they're working on it. How about telling me before we go on the air? Just once. Just once tell me before we're actually doing the friggin' show. Because I don't want to do things half-assed. I know everybody around here has a great time. It's a great party. Well, let's switch spots. You come in and do this, and I'll go back and do your jobs half-assed. I'll go back there and go, okay, I don't know. Sounds fine to me if people vote tomorrow. Let's just switch for a day.
Bye-bye, baby.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I love you, baby.
I love you, too. I'm proud of the way you care.
I wish I didn't.
I know you do.
We got an in-house hotline right now.
I really wish I didn't.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello.
Do you know when we found out we couldn't use that website?
When?
Today.
When today?
Before the show.
How come nobody told me before the show? That would be my question.
I was told you were told.
Huh. You were lied to, my friend.
Well, I don't know because I wasn't there.
Tell you. I told you that we couldn't use YSP and that we were going to work on 106.7 and that I would let you know as best that what we could get figured out.
You know, Charlie, goodbye. Stop speaking to me in riddles. Just tell me yes, no, up, down. You told me that YSP wouldn't happen. WJFK, yes.
I said that I would be doing my best and doing what I could as fast as this company would work to have it taken care of, and that I would do my best and have it taken care of by the time that we were doing the contest.
You know, okay, so if an employee was to say to you, I'm doing my best, and I will have it taken care of, which you did say, by the time we were on the air with it.
Right, I would do my best, and I did my best.
And it is not taken care of,
it is
so
not
you, should,
my
not have,
it's this
you
company.
Should not have said to me, I don't care the part about I'll do my best. I know you're going to do your best. That goes without saying.
I have a solution.
Do
you remember the last time?
Oh, that's right. Just walk out.
Trying to set up one of those free polling sites that Frida called in to tell us about. I'm
you know,
in the middle of
last
walking
time,
on.
The last time this kind of thing happened, it was when we were up in Philadelphia. And you know what we did the last time? You know
what?
You know it worked.
What?
We need to get some booze in here.
No, I'm fine. I don't want booze.
We need to get some booze in here.
I don't want booze.
We need a cocktail.
I need a big glass of competency. I'm going to spread it in the drinking water here.
Competency.
Give me a pint of details.
There you go. Pour that competency.
Ah, there you go. Yum, yum, yum. Yeah, let me get him back on the phone. I want to tell him something, too.
What?
Not what, okay? Not what. This is the difference. That's all I'm going to say. This is the difference.
What are you talking about?
Back in the day, if something wasn't going to happen, you would have just told me. If I wasn't flat out told it might not happen.
Yeah, and when it comes to live radio and being a, it's got to be black and white.
Yeah,
right.
You got to pull off crap. As much as it might happen, Mike's not going to work because you got to get on and you got to promote stuff. And if it's an iffy situation's got to be pulled out of.
That's all. Just get your ass back down here to the second floor.
I'll just stand with the fist.
I will. I am.
But a lot of times, too, there are things that come up when even in... I would give you an answer knowing that it's not going to happen and want to make sure that I could talk to enough people before you went on the air with it, because there are times we're not given an opportunity quick enough.
And you know why that is? And really, this is a theory I've had for a long time. It speaks to the way we do this show. We've done this show for so many years, and the way that the attitude is, we can do this show with something, we can do it without something. We don't need this, we don't need that. We can handle any situation, and sometimes people get complacent with that from, you know, the powers that be, because we don't need, you know, so we get dumped on in that regard. And I think it sucks. I think we need a better support network throughout this entire company.
Well, we're working on that right
really,
now.
We really, really do.
Trust
Instead
me,
of saying,
on it.
No, 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 which is all they do, we need people to help us on the stuff that we're allowed to do. And I'll even accept the censorship crap, which is, you know, which comes with the territory. We know why that is. But the stuff that's easy, the simple stuff, like American Idiot, they ought to be going out of their way to make it happen.
Point being, nobody came to me today at 3 o'clock to say, this will not happen.
Charlie used to do that. I remember he would do that. And then if you're told in the second break we can do it,
then it was great.
Right.
Right. Then it was
the way. And you know what? That's just a simple way of doing things. That's the way it ought to be done. Nobody should worry about whether you're going to get upset at the time. It should be negative. And Charlie's never been worried about that.
No, he didn't care. All right. See ya.
Okay. Just so you know,
yeah.
I still don't.
I know you don't.
Okay.
I know you don't.
All right.
He still what?
He still doesn't care.
He still doesn't care. Right.
If I get upset.
No, he doesn't care.
And I don't get upset if he doesn't get upset. And that's the attitude we all have to have around here. Just don't be upset.
You're never going
to
get that attitude from me.
But goodbye, Charlie.
Bye.
God damn it. Just take a little pride. Just, you know, any of you guys back there, any of you multitude of producers and semi-producers that we have, just think for a second. You're leaving me here wide open.
Right. And then that I think, that is a fair comment, in my opinion.
You're leaving me hanging in the breeze.
That is a fair comment. You're the one, the last line of defense when this stuff happens. And there are only so many times you can do it with mirrors. And I think it's been happening a little bit too often lately. And, you know, it's tough. It's very, very difficult.
God damn it.
But sometimes we just want to not have to do it with smoke and mirrors. We want to do it the way it's supposed to be done.
To crystallize, here's the idea. The master plan.
Not, in my opinion, tremendously complicated stuff.
That when American Idol went off the air, we started having auditions for the second round. And I thought, one night at home, hey, wouldn't it be a wacky takeoff to do American Idiot?
Only we do bad singers instead of good singers.
People would sing karaoke. And then we took it a step further, and I got the president of Virgin Records. And he says, yeah, you know what? You get it down, you have your listeners vote from a panel of 10 down to one. And that one person, as bad or good as he or she may be, they perform on your show, and I will give them a valid critique and tell you exactly what I think of them. And they're great. It's a funny little harmless bit.
Mm-hmm.
We go through 4 weeks with people karaokeing. We come down to 10 finalists. Here's all that I ask of our support staff. On the day that we're going to have the people on the show, the 10 people that we've selected over the last month, 30 days. Not an idea that came up yesterday, 30 days. On the day they're going to be on the show, simply have a website ready that people can go to and can vote immediately. This was the problem last week when we wanted to do this dumb bit. Last week, 7 days ago.
Right.
And now today. You know, that's what Lisa was telling me. She was coming in during the break and saying, well, we're pretty sure that we'll have it by tomorrow. So people could go and vote tomorrow. This might seem like nitpicking to you guys out there listening. You might think I'm a big a-hole jerk. Frankly, I don't care.
Hey, the bottom line here.
Tonya, it's about immediacy. It's not a killer bit that's going to make or break our careers.
Here's the problem. No matter how you slice it, we need, finally, once and for all, we need our own. Don't care what the name is. We need our own. That's got to be set up. We need our own so that we don't have to go through some Nimrod somewhere else who says, you can't do this because we can't handle this, or I don't have time to do it. We need somebody to run. We do. I know you don't want to.
I know.
We have to have our own website.
And there's not a, you know, every podunk radio show in the country has their own website.
But every radio show that has their own website, it sucks because you really need someone who's dedicated, who does something on it every day.
I know.
So that when you log on, you don't see the same thing every day.
And I think we've got that person out in Radio Land. We've got somebody out there that would be able to take the time.
Would you mind screening those calls at home? Because you know they're going to be calling here.
They're going to be calling here today.
Yeah, and I don't want to.
And I would tell them, you know, if you know, really, if you know, what you do is you hook those people up with somebody on our staff here, one of our engineers, who would know whether the person was legitimate or not, and they could go ahead and do that.
Jesus Christ! Infinity is the largest radio company in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me you don't have a computer that could handle 100,000 hits in a day? We don't have a computer that could handle 100,000 hits, and I'm being short here when I say 100,000 hits. Jesus Christ!
There are experts in our own backyard.
I gotta buy me an email machine. I really do, like that. The guy with the wives had.
Right.
Well, hey, everybody with American Idiot today, guess what? You're bumped again.
They're not going to be happy about that.
Well, tough teats. I'm just not going to do it if you can't go to your computer right now to vote. What's the point? Do you know how short people's attention spans are anyway?
Barry.
What?
See?
Robbie, I'm beaming by his second.
But no, you guys are both perfect. Do you know how short people's attention spans are? It's called immediacy. It's called radio. That's the business we're in, folks. Learn it or get your ass off this show. There are plenty of other shows that love mediocrity. That would love the I'll do it later attitude. You think I'm a jerk? Quit. Don't come in here during the break. I want nobody in here during the break. I don't want to see any of you.
Oh.
Except I need to ride home tonight.
Why do you need to ride home tonight?
Because I need to ride home tonight. Oh, that's going to be a tough ride. I can't get a ride from Lisa now.
Christ. You want me to give you a ride home?
Yeah, would you?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
First ride in the Cadillac.
Everybody stay out. Don't come in here. I don't talk to anybody else during this show. Except our listeners. Hello?
I got nothing going on.
Don,
how you doing?
Hey.
You got Richard Bogosian here.
Hi, Richard.
I've seen American Idol maybe once, and they had a phone number for each candidate. And the phone company took care of the whole thing.
Listen, can I explain to you why you can't do that? That costs money.
That costs money.
That costs... No. Do you realize...
No, they set up an 888 number or an 800 number.
Yeah, but we've been through this before.
That does cost us money.
That costs...
What was that?
I don't know what happened to your voice. That, I'm telling you right now, Infinity says no to that, because you got to lay out some cash to make the cash. And frankly, I don't want you guys to have to pay 99 cents to vote for a goddamn contest. That's a goof.
Yeah, I don't want to either, but I would.
No, well, thank you. I appreciate
it. That's very kind of you.
Anything to help the show.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
You think there's a guy with a lot of hats smiling right now at the thought of 99 cents per vote?
Oh, you bet. Absolutely.
All right, well, listen, we'll break. And I'm serious. Nobody come in here. I swear to God, don't come in here during this next break. Because I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear your goddamn excuses. Just tell me the way things are. You'll find that I'm not as mad if you just tell me the truth up front. Rather than tell me what you think will pacify me until we're right in the middle of the show. When you think I'm not going to blow a fuse, well, I blew a fuse today. Damn incompetent boobs. Surrounded by boobage. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Present company notwithstanding.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Rubric.
Let me see. You don't find this in that book, How to Be a Disc Jockey. You don't find that in there, do you?
No, not at all.
No.
Quick departure tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you got to be on my schedule if I'm giving you a ride home.
No, I'm out of here. Don't worry.
Right.
Do you write about this and How I Did It by Don Geronimo?
Attitude warm-up.
Hey.
That's what we need now. The attitude warm-up.
Once the professional disc jockey has planned his show,
right,
either tightly or loosely, he plans himself. All of us are susceptible to moods, highs, and lows.
I doubt that.
But your audience expects you to be up and ready to liven their day.
You are.
If you're listening to this show, tough. I'm having an awful day today. Steve O'Shea tries to warm up his attitude by sitting in a dark room in his car for a half hour.
That's what I do.
He concentrates his mind on the attitude and the mood he wants to project to the audience. He reminds himself of his own self-worth and strong self-image, his responsibility to his listeners, and the opportunity he has to add to the lives of others.
You know, somebody better keep a lighter away from that book.
Jesus Christ. Amen. God, what a bunch of crap.
I can see that thing burning.
My day sucks.
We got a book burning.
And if you think your day, if you're getting in your car and you think you had a bad day today, no comparison. No comparison. I'm living it right now. The worst day right now today.
The worst day.
It is.
Don Geronimo's The Worst Day, rated R.
Don't worry, you're the co-star.
Yeah, no S.
You're right up there with me.
I've been there. I know what you're going through.
All right. So we'll break. We'll come back. As always, we'll make S out of sawdust.
But you know, Don, here's my little motto. I mean, this doesn't work as well for you, but no matter how bad things go at work,
yeah,
whenever I compare it to my personal life, it's always better.
It works for you.
Yeah, that works for me. Can't necessarily work for you.
So we'll come back.
Happy election day, everybody.
We've still got the Joe stuff.
We'll
listen to Joe stuff. That doesn't involve a computer, so no one will have to bother themselves with that.
Amen.
We will be right back. Don't come in here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're just letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay. So let's hurry, y'all. Seriously. This is retarded.
Oh, can I relate?
They told me they were going to do a vamp.
I know, Brittany.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, no.
What are they
doing?
They're doing a vamp.
I know. We don't have the website.
Oh, my dancers are joined. I grew.
So are mine.
I thought they were going to... I know. Well, I'm just not going to stand out. I thought they were going to vamp.
This is retarded.
Okay, thanks.
You're parted. The Don and Mike Show.
Amen, Brittany.
Promoting testicular self-examination.
I'm doing it right
the
now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I think you guys ought to think about going with the telephone thing. You guys give us great entertainment. It's the least we can do as your fans.
What do you mean, go with the telephone thing?
You know, when the man said about paying a buck or so to
no,
vote.
No, never. Absolutely never.
No?
No, I mean...
doesn't work, or...
No, only... Seriously, we value you guys too much. The great thing about radio is free.
Yeah, we want to keep it free.
Yeah, you have a point. You guys got a great show. We appreciate the entertainment you give us, guys.
I'm putting it in the hands of the most... capable man I know, my wife.
There you go.
That's good, yeah.
I just told my wife, you know, she knows everything about computers.
Right.
All right. Thanks a lot for everything you guys do for us.
Thanks. Thank you, my friend.
Very nice.
She's got the domain name. God knows she's got the time to babysit the website.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to do it. She'll set it up, and we'll just wait for American Idiot another week.
Very good.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. I've got a suggestion for your bad day. Whenever I have a bad day, I look at my enormous penis and my troubles start melting away.
Rob, I could not agree more.
I take a look. Now, were we able to play that?
Yeah. Remember, we can play it with the way where it says thank you in it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You find it, Rob? I seen it, too.
There it is.
Got it.
This is a wonderful piece of music, I encourage all of our listeners to dance to it at home.
Say, listeners. Hi, it's Don here.
Listeners.
Maybe you can relate to me. I'd like to shoot most of the people that work for me right now, but I thought about a song that might get me through it.
And let me tell you something. This song says it all.
Good request. Who do you want to send this one out to?
I'll send it out to my wife, Marika.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Marika.
Bye-bye. This one's for you.
If you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go.
And that's me.
Come on and take a walk in my shoes.
I'm just raving
out. Never worry about a thing. Got the world on a string. Cause I've got the cure for all of my blues.
Presto requesto.
I take my troubles start to melt away.
Bye, friend.
I take a look at my...
Thank you.
Teenage. The happy times are coming to stay.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
I got great big amounts in the place where it counts. And the feeling's like a sunshiny day.
I take a
everything's going my way.
Everybody! Look at my...
Thank you.
And my troubles start to melt away.
Everything is going my way. I like the hum. Good request. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I wish that I could do what you're doing at my job, just screaming my head off at incompetent people.
You know, sometimes it's very, very healthy to do.
But I'll tell you this, it does no good.
It would feel good, though.
It will do the. It would do no good. I mean, I know firsthand here.
You do it once.
True.
It doesn't matter anymore.
But I don't do it all the time.
You don't do it all the time.
I don't do it all the time. Now, there was a time when really I kind of went overboard with it.
Right.
And if anything, I've in recent years, mellowed and have tried to bend over a little backwards to make sure that even if I'm telling someone they're a complete F-up, that I don't tell them, you know, so that they understand that they're a complete F-up. They think, I screwed up that thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting my subliminal message, you know, you're an F-up. and it comes out sometimes.
So it's been a while since you've had a real meltdown.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
that's been since Philadelphia.
But as a radio god, you...
Yeah, if we were going to put a calendar date on it,
yeah,
it would be September 18th. And it is now November 5th. So I've gone virtually a month. But although the tirade in Philadelphia...
Yes.
...was tempered because it was a public tirade.
Yes, absolutely. Right. It was tempered completely.
And the one today has been...
We're not going to have lunch with anybody tomorrow.
The one today was tempered by the fact that, frankly, I don't think anybody in the world wants to sit in a car... And hear me scream for another 2 hours.
No.
About how incompetent, the computer stuff is.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. I think anybody who was listening understands where you're coming from. It could easily be stirred up again, you know, if the right caller came through.
And we really appreciate it because there are a lot of us that can't do that at our job at all.
And, you know, I know the real you probably better than anybody else, even your pal in back here there, that, you know, really none of this would have happened if... Brett Favre, who played the fourth quarter last night.
You're so wrong. Listen, like, this is the difference between 0-8 and 0-9. I'm the worst.
In your mind? Yes, there is.
Yeah, there is. But that wasn't the reason I raved out to them.
I know it wasn't.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Guys.
Hey.
Don, you're a coward.
Oh, I'm a coward.
You don't whine at people on the air like that. It's your show. It's your responsibility. If a bit's not going well, just take responsibility for it.
I take responsibility. Here's where I take responsibility. I take responsibility for the overall sound and flow of the show.
Right.
I take responsibility for the majority of the ideas. I take responsibility when we do a bit that stinks. I will not take responsibility for a job that is delegated to someone or people whose job it is to do that.
Or getting me to work on time. And we had that discussion about 8 years ago.
You know, if that's the case, well, fine. Just get rid of all the producers and all of the engineers.
The guy asked for one limo ride to work.
And I'll do it.
Well, but that's not even it, though. I mean, if...
Yes, it is.
All I'm saying is if you're going to bitch at people, do it privately. Because it's embarrassing to the people and it doesn't...
Good. You know what? I want to embarrass them because I want them to take some pride... in what they're doing.
And I would tell you, sir, that there are a lot of people...
Don't take pride in what they're doing?
Sir, can you listen to me for a second?
Sure.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good listener. I want to tell you that a lot of people find the rave outs to be
entertaining for the reasons that that last caller did, that they can't do this in their place of employment. And people over the years, when we've had various arguments and various negative energy moments on the show, have kind of lived vicariously through us, and we recognize that, and that's why these things are occasionally done on the air.
Hello, douchebag, Mr. Pollyanna. It's the real world. Okay. I am not going to present to you a picture where everything is always great. And
you whine at people and embarrass them for the entertainment of other people.
Yes, as I do myself, as I turn it on myself, think about how many times I draw attention to what an enormous ass I am.
Well,
I do it myself. Everybody's fair game. I'm telling you, you're a dickhead.
I'm a dickhead. You're the one embarrassing your entire staff on national radio.
You're a dickhead.
Adam, for something that's your responsibility.
It is not.
Do you hire these people?
No, I don't.
You don't?
You
have no say in the hiring or firing of these people?
No, I do not.
You've said a million times that you do.
I do not. You're a fool if you believe it.
Well, what? You said it. You said it a million times. You're
Do you think that in a giant company like CBS/Viacom, I am allowed to hire or fire?
Yes.
Really? In a giant...
For your staff, you call them your staff.
Yes, because they work for me, but
I
do not...
For you.
I do not hire, and I do not fire.
Did you influence it?
I do not anymore. Not since it's become a conglomeration.
Well, then they're not your staff. They're somebody else's staff.
All right, so what else do you have to say?
Regardless, they suck. They dropped the ball today.
Okay, well, then they should all leave because you're a dick, too.
Well, then, you know, if they want to leave, my box is open for resignations. Drop it in on your way out.
If
anybody around here has got it so bad. Because you know what they won't tell you, dick face, but I'll tell you,
is
all the nice stuff that I do for them that never gets mentioned. Like all the times that I bust my ass to go get them raises, and when a company won't pay their insurance, that I pay them insurance out of my own pocket. And then when the ratings come in and the ratings are good and a company S's on them, I give them money out of my own friggin' pocket. And
so that excuses you and lets you berate them on national radio?
Yes. It's called a balance. It's called a balance.
Well, that's crap, and you know it.
It's not crap.
You should apologize to them all.
I don't apologize to them. I say F you to them that they have failed to live up to their responsibilities on this show.
So why do it in public? Just do that in private. You can't accomplish the same thing?
No.
You're doing a radio show and when it's affecting us directly, that's the way it works. And we have always let you look behind the curtain on this show. And you know what? You see the good, you see the bad, you see the ugly. You can't get one without the other.
You'd probably
Is that cool with the rest of your staff?
It's cool with everyone else at work here. You know, the fact is, it's cool with the two guys doing the show. And the bottom line is, when you look behind the curtain, we show you the good, we show you the bad. That's the way it's always been. It's what separates this show from a lot of other ones. If you want a phony show where everybody's going to be sweetness and light, then I suggest you go listen to it.
And
I love your show. I'm just saying, I think this particular...
Well, I'll tell you, let's look at the people.
You're getting off right now being able to comment on what was done. So we're letting you in on that, too, and really, you have nothing to do with the inner workings of what goes on. So I could make the argument to you, who are you to call in and give your opinion on something that you have nothing to do with? Well, you know why? Because
Mike,
we made it
Mike,
public.
Mike, you can't in one breath cherish the feedback from the listeners and then in the same breath tell me I'm getting off on it.
No, but the... I don't want to blow my voice out, okay? Can you turn me up just a scotch here?
There you go.
What I wanted to tell you is that what we can do here is when we pull back the curtain and we let you see the behind-the-scenes goings-on, good, bad, and ugly, everything, that allows you to call in with your opinion and comment on it, you see? So the very fact you're contradicting yourself by saying, don't do this because you're getting into it.
And frankly...
Telling you not to do it anymore.
You're into it.
But
why did you call us off the air? Why didn't you send an email? If you are so concerned about...
Honestly, I wouldn't even know where to send an email.
Mm-hmm.
I really wouldn't.
Well, you send it to eatmyass.com.
Why not? If you're so concerned about doing things publicly, why not write a letter?
To who?
Send it to the radio station. You would know that. You strike me as a reasonably intelligent person who'd be able to find an address for a radio station. You're going against what your own theory is.
And you're also mistaken when you think I care what you think. I don't care. If you want to change the channel because you don't like the way that I've yelled at somebody, be my guest, pal.
Why does that always have to be the end of your argument? If you don't like it, turn the channel. That's what you always
end
up
with. Why does it have to be any other way? You know why? Because I'm here and you're there.
Cherished listener.
You know, can I be honest with you, though, also?
I cherish most of my listeners.
Wait a minute.
You don't cherish any of them.
The douchebags like
they
you.
They F-U'd all of them.
The douchebags like you who don't The guys who don't get the joke, those are the guys I can do without.
Oh, it's a joke. So now all of the berating, all of the beating on your staff.
The beating on my staff, yes. The physical, mental beating on my staff. Think of the hours of counseling that they're going to need after my... After my absolute over-the-top tirade today, how will I possibly live with myself? Please, somebody put Lisa Herndon on suicide watch.
I call
for F you, Dick. You call all the time.
He does, and he gets off on that interaction of arguing, the point is.
He just made this pants. You went, oh, that's good. Oh, I got him going.
People that have their problems at work, they like to hear the behind-the-scenes workings. It happens.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike and Don.
Hey.
That guy really has no room to talk, because the way I look at it is that, think about how many appearances Lisa and all the other staff members make, and I guess they get paid when they go and say, you know, Lisa Herndon and all the other different people.
And they're very deserving of it. They're very deserving of the fact that they're able to make money off the show. More power to them.
And exactly. And so if... That means they should be then subjected to being made fun of on air.
Let me point something out. And I didn't get a chance to say this to the last caller, but the fact of the matter is, regardless of when you hear the blow-ups on the air, this staff works well, harmoniously, and by and large, when you know there are occasional problems like anybody that works together, and there are occasional blow-ups. The fact is, you hear the blow-up on the air. That's where we differ from a lot of other professions. But this is a very cohesive unit. We have had many, 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 overwhelmingly more great times than bad times. But I have to step up occasionally when I feel that people are getting slammed for doing what I believe. And I'll be honest with you. I've said to Don that he should have raved out about this a long time ago, because I feel as though we get left out to dry because we can handle it. And because we can handle it, we're left out to dry, and it gets a little frustrating sometimes.
Now the hotline. Hello.
Sugar Bear, mention in case people don't remember right now, how long people have worked for you? How long has Charlie worked for you?
People don't... Yeah, right, because I'm such an awful guy. Let's look at it. Buzz and I... Over 20 years. Mike and I about to celebrate our 18th year together.
Right.
Charlie Broyhill and I have worked together 20 years. Mm-hmm. Rob has worked with me and Mike for 11 years.
11 years.
Lisa's been with us about a year. You know?
I mean, it's not servitude. Anyone who didn't like you would, you know, wish him well and they'd go on.
So
it's a family, and you truly have a family more than most people at work have a family. And then sometimes in a family, there are some giant fights.
And I only bring up the stuff that I've done for people behind the scenes because they're not going to, and I don't expect them to. I only pull it out because it's the only defense I have.
No, you don't even have to.
So that you know I'm not a total ass.
You're not if people work with you that long.
Right.
I mean, if not, you'd have a revolving door there.
And there are certain things that get a bit cumulative. And occasionally steam has to be vented. And you know what? If that steam was going to be vented behind the scenes, then it would be vented behind the scenes. If the issue that we have today is that we are given certain pieces of information always when we're on the fly,
when we're in the middle of doing the show.
Right. And it's got to stop.
That sucks. That sucks.
That's why it's on the air today, is because once again, for the umpteenth time, it was information that was given while we were on the air.
Right. All right, sweetie. All right. Thanks for trying to help.
You're welcome. Bye, sweetie.
All right. Bye, babe. See you later.
You know, when you sit there and you lay out a show, and I don't substitute very often on the show, but the worst thing that can happen, is when you got something that you're counting on, and you're ready to go with it, and you're prepared to handle any eventuality, but at the last second, before you go back on the air, what you were planning, that's the biggest monkey wrench you can throw into a radio show of this kind. You know,
Amen.
There's only so many times you can go to that well, go to the backup plan, and then sometimes it becomes a habit of doing things this way, and this is the day that you chose to say this is the end of it. And I really think it was necessary.
Well, thanks for your support. I know you feel the same way.
No, I mean, I'd be the first one to be jumping up and down and saying, you know, hey, you know, chill out. But I don't feel that's necessary.
And frankly, for anyone who thinks I was over the top, I was tempering myself. I swear to Christ I was. I really was. There's two considerations. First, I don't want to blow my voice out.
Right.
And second, I don't want to say things that I'm going to regret tomorrow
exactly.
that I
right.
said.
Exactly.
So, just, you know, deal.
I mean,
deal
there are moments in every, you know. It
hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, listen, I got to kind of agree with that last guy a couple calls ago.
Great. Hi. Don and Mike show. Like, I'm going to listen to that crap?
No need to.
Right.
Well, there
yeah.
are guys also that totally, because of the accessibility of this radio show,
right.
which I love. I wouldn't change a thing. I love the fact that we have more interaction with callers than probably any show in the country.
What would you guys rather have me do when Lisa comes in 2 minutes, literally, before we're going to go on the air with American Idiot and says the website's not ready, it won't be ready until tomorrow? Would you rather have me come on the air and just phony baloney you and go, hey, it's a great day, hey. Who's gay and who's not gay in the National Enquirer? Because I've got a backup.
Sure.
I mean, I've always got a backup I can go to.
But, yeah, and once again, I mentioned the cumulative effect of things.
Yeah, you don't know this how many
is
times
not
this happened.
Yeah, it's not like this, you know, because if you use it as something that the American Idiot thing, and you use isolated, it doesn't sound like that big a deal. What I'm talking about is stuff that I've been, you know, I've been in here, too, when the stuff comes in at the last minute. It gets frustrating.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Having a good day, huh?
Yeah.
Why are you even going to entertain a jackass like that? You know, he's only calling to ruff your feathers.
Oh, now, listen,
everyone
see,
gets yelled at, screws up in their job.
My friend, let me pull back the curtain yet again.
Mm-hmm.
For if I'm going to pull back the curtain to show you that I yell at people,
you got to satisfy that part of the audience.
I'll pull it back the other way too.
Absolutely, tell them the truth.
Just let you know.
You got a button right there where you can control every single
and
caller.
That guy didn't like it, but that is the truth. The bottom line is, it's not what I'm doing, it's not what Mike's doing, it's not what Buzz is doing. It's what you guys are doing.
Right.
If you dig it, you'll listen to it. If you don't, you'll change the station. But you have no say in what happens on this show. And we are no different than any other radio station in the world. The only difference is we're telling you.
It's honest.
That what do you think? You're going to call up Mix 96 and they're going to play Matchbox 20 because you're their favorite listener? Bull ass. They're going to play it because the computer says they're going to play it at 10 minutes after 6 o'clock.
The say that you have as a listener is ratings. That's
yeah.
how you say. And if you know, and when we start getting any kind of message, that's when we shuffle the deck.
Right. You know, that's when I go to Myrtle Beach. That's my record.
No. And that's when O'Mara's Pub becomes a reality.
Hello, Don and Mike. But that is the finality of it. That is you guys, that's how you make your choice.
Right.
You like us, you listen. You don't like us, change the station.
Not easy.
But if you think for 1 second that what you really think matters, I don't mean this in a bad way.
No, you mean it based on that ad that we saw years ago with that general manager saying, you know, on his TV commercial,
we asked you what you wanted. Yeah.
We knew that was a lie.
Sure.
We're going to do the show we're going to do, and we are fully ready to live with the consequences. I know that by yelling at the people who work with us, that I run the risk of alienating some of the people who are listening to us. I run that risk. Yeah. C'est la vie. You guys control the power. Just like me in voting. I don't want to vote. I'm not voting. You don't want to listen? Don't listen. You want to change the station? Change the station. If you want to listen and you don't like it, listen and don't like it.
You want people to go away for certain things, come back for other things.
Don't call me with this crap, please.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, hello,
yeah.
Please.
Hi.
First of all, F that other guy. Second of all, Stacey Donaldson from Channel 5. The weather girl, she's the hottest one on there.
She's gone. And, she's gone.
Oh, God, I'm crying. Well, and third of all,
she's in Denver.
Guys, please don't ride in the same car tonight. Think about it. National Treasure, same car. What if something happens?
Well, you know what?
Right.
I got that little mirror thing where I look underneath the car.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
Are you really? Hello.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't know.
Hello, little bum.
Don Mike.
Yeah. Hello.
Don Mike.
Well, I know you're very anti-terrorism.
Yeah, in a couple of months I would have said that person would be doing me a favor.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Radio God.
Yes, hi.
Trying to support you, buddy. Sometimes people need motivational speeches.
There you go.
I was watching Behind Enemy Lines, and Gene Hackman was yelling at Owen Wilson, you know, when he was calling in there, and he said, I was trying to motivate him.
That's
you know, guy, Owen Wilson was starting to whine because they weren't going to come to the pickup point. They had previously determined where he was going to get rescued, and Gene Hackman said, come on, you're trained. You're a Navy pilot. You're trained. Go over there. Get over there. And he said, I was just trying to motivate him.
And then Gene Hackman said, how come we can't get this up on the website?
Hey, if Gene Hackman was running this place.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and get taken care of.
Kick ass. We have to break. When we come back, you know what we never got to was Joe actually asking the gag questions, the people who were voting today. Right.
That's the best part of it.
So we'll do that in just a second. But everybody
that
else.
Didn't sound really convincing there, did I?
Everybody else, again, don't come in during the break. Thank you.
This is the.
Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're freaking fired.
Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right.
I've had it a bit here with the likes of you people.
These are wacky tapes.
Are they having a good time? Sure, why not? Feel good. Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
I got a couple suggestions for relieving some stress off, you know, safely off air.
Fine. I'm fine. Mike's fine. Buzz is fine. Yeah. Robbie's fine. Everybody's fine.
And we all know how to relieve stress.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can always, you know, hire somebody to rob someone's house or fire a few pistols in the air.
Right, okay. Yeah. Like Don Cox. Right. I got you. Thank you, my friend.
That ain't anybody's choice here.
There you go. Now, Joe Ardinger went out to polling places.
Yes, he did.
Today,
asked a lot of questions of the electorate just to get the real feel for what's going to be happening in this interim election.
Mm-hmm. So without further ado, since this bit requires no computer setup,
yay.
Right, we're able to bring it to you now
with the magic of audio tape for a brief period of time, commercially uninterrupted.
And just for anybody who might be listening in the back room, the reason we're doing this now is for the immediacy of it. Because
mm-hmm.
today's election day.
That's right.
Amen.
Who are you voting for president? What's up with Winona Ryder?
Right.
Do you know who the anchor of the CBS Early Show is? Are you upset about the cancellation of Arliss? I don't want to have to pay extra sales tax on my marijuana. How about you? Are you going to vote yes to fix Mark Warner's teeth? He's running for governor of Virginia. And what kind of Halloween candy did you give out this year? Now, our man in the field, Slow Joe.
I don't think Mark Warner's running.
No.
Oh,
he
already got the job?
Yeah, he was stumping for that sales tax.
Yes, right.
Gotcha. Okay. I stand correct.
And I love that word, stumping.
Can I ask you some questions about...
Afraid you'll ask my age.
No, I won't ask your age. I promise it's not on my list. Can I ask you some questions? Well, who are you voting for president today?
Who are you voting for president?
That's Sergio.
Who are you voting for is that the way he's going to ask? Joe, are you going to ask that question the same way every time?
It's written down, who are you voting for president?
Okay. So the question somehow in his brain.
Yeah, okay.
Same person you are. Oh, by the way, this is CBS tape for broadcast. What's up with Winona Ryder?
No, I can't answer those.
Do you know who the anchor of CBS's early show is?
CBS? No, I don't.
Are you upset about the cancellation of Airless?
What?
I don't.
Now, tell me he's doing that as a gag. He knows it's Airless, right?
I don't know.
Airless.
It's Joe.
A cancellation of Airless?
I don't know.
Joe.
I don't want to have to pay extra sales tax on my marijuana. How about you? Are you going to vote yes to fix Mark Warner's teeth? Thank you.
So bad.
Airless.
I don't know if you could tell, but that lady was really old.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
You got some questions? Real quick, please. Make my job easier.
Joe talks to voters.
Some questions? This is CBS tape for broadcast. Who are you voting for president today?
President?
Yeah.
Is president up for election today?
Are you sure? Okay. What's up with Winona Ryder?
I think it was all a stunt on her next movies.
Do you know who the anchor of the early show is?
No.
Are you upset about the cancellation of Arliss?
You ain't got it.
No.
I don't want to have to pay extra sales tax on my marijuana. How about you?
Good. Me too.
Are you going to vote yes to fix Mark Warner's teeth?
No.
What kind of Halloween candy did you give out this year?
Milky Ways.
Were they the fun size or the full size?
The fun size.
Okay, thanks.
That's the way it's done.
All right, there you go. Nicely done, Joe.
No ad libbing.
Now to, I guess, the first three or four are all senior citizens.
Very good.
It says on his sheet.
Any questions before you leave today? Maybe not. Any questions before you go in?
He's got away with the microphone, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd certainly...
Question, and after I can give you an answer.
All right, well, this is CBS tape for broadcast. Who are you voting for president today?
Oh, well, listen, I don't think we're voting for president.
What's up with Winona Ryder?
Oh, I have no idea. The poor girl, I think she's got a disease.
Do you know who the anchor...
Great answer.
Hey, Robbie,
I like that answer. Yeah,
please rewind that. I don't know. I think she has a disease.
All right. Well, this is CBS tape for broadcast. Who are you voting for president today?
Oh, well, listen, I don't think we're voting for president.
What's up with Winona Ryder?
Oh, I have no idea. The poor girl, I think she's got a disease.
Do you know who the anchor of CBS's early show is?
No.
Are you upset about the cancellation of Arliss?
Of what?
Arliss. It's a television show?
Right.
You tell him, Billy.
Sorry. How you doing? How you doing?
I don't want to have to pay extra sales tax on my marijuana. How about you?
I have no answer to a question like that because I don't know.
Are you going to vote yes to fix Mark Warner's teeth?
Mark Warner's what?
Mark Warner, the governor of Virginia.
What am I going to say?
Are you going to vote yes to fix his teeth?
Goodness gracious, that's silly.
Wait, what kind of Halloween candy did you give out this year?
I didn't give out any because I don't have enough kids to come to my door.
Okay, thank you.
That's it. That she's terrific.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That is an honest answer to every question.
Cooperative.
I like that.
Now it says, now from here on in, all of the people get younger.
Okay.
So now he's at New Joe.
So they get probably more, smart now.
And again, Joe is standing in front of a polling place. People are coming out. They have just voted. Joe, are
there questions today? Okay.
As soon as I come
out. Hey, guys, can I ask you some questions today? That's okay. CBS Radio tape for broadcast. Who are you voting for president today?
President?
Yeah. Didn't you know we're electing a new president?
Joe.
What's up with Winona Ryder?
I don't know. What's up with her?
You know, she's on trial for child abuse.
Okay. All right, now.
Joe.
He couldn't do it.
You're ad-libbing here, Joe. Just stick to the questions.
Well, she shouldn't have stolen it.
Do you know who the anchor of CBS's early show is?
Nope.
Are you upset about the cancellation of Arliss?
No, actually, I'm not.
I don't want to have to pay extra sales tax on my marijuana. How about you?
I don't smoke marijuana, so I wouldn't know that I'd have to pay taxes on it.
Are you going to vote yes to fix Mark Warner's teeth?
No.
What kind of Halloween candy did you give out this year?
None.
None?
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Hey,
proud of himself.
All right, let's hear one more before the break.
Right.
Another slice of life.
On a mic show, a tape for podcast. What's your name?
Joanna.
Did you vote today?
Not yet.
And who are you with?
I'm actually with a Fairfax Connection to newspaper.
Oh, so you're actually doing interviews too. Can I ask you these questions?
I don't.
All right, you want a prediction? We'll get ad-libbing here.
Reporter on reporter.
Yeah. It's a girl. We'll get ad-libbing here.
And I get the impression a cute one.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
you can tell by the whole demeanor.
Probably.
Hi, you know.
Joe talking to a reporter from the Fairfax Connection.
How's it going?
Who are you voting for president?
Ah, he finally got it right.
There's no,
Oh, yes, there is. You just have to write him in, see?
I see.
What's up with Winona Ryder?
I don't know. She's,
She's been in a lot of trouble lately.
Do you know who the anchor of CBS's early show is?
Oh. Guy that, he's not the bright Gumble guy, but, you know, the one who looks a lot like him.
Yeah. Are you upset about the cancellation of Arliss?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't want to have to pay extra sales tax on my marijuana. How about you?
I don't know.
Are you going to vote yes to fix Mark Warner's teeth?
You know, I never noticed his teeth, actually.
How can you not notice his teeth? They're like a billboard. Mm-hmm. What kind of Halloween candy did you give out this year?
Some Reese's,
Peanut butter cups. Full size or fun size?
Really cute.
I had some fun size and I had some full size, but I only had two trick-or-treaters.
She must be incredibly good looking.
Thanks. Yeah.
Now the question was answered, Reese's peanut butter cups. And then Joe asked the follow-up, fun size or regular size? And that is an inappropriate question, right? Because even though those little tiny cups come in, that would not count as fun size.
You are correct.
There you go.
Speaking of strictly candy...
Am I right about that, Rob?
Well, speaking candy talk...
Or would you call the little bitty ones fun size?
You wouldn't call those. I don't know what you would call them. I know the concern here is actually single or double cup wrap.
You know what you'd call them?
Jeez. You would call them treble with a capital T.
You're writing for the Fairfax Connection. Do you hope to write for a real newspaper one day?
Hey.
Oh.
Oh. All right, yeah.
My editor better not hear that.
What newspaper could you write for, Joe?
Yes. You're in training, aren't you?
Well, she had to be.
I am.
Sure, but we got to find out the celebrity who's most resolved.
I am somehow drawn like a moth to the flame with this.
Sure.
Even though I know this is just stinky pants.
Fucking ass.
Joe, how hot was she?
She was cute.
Yeah.
Who is the celeb she most resembled?
She was like, she was, I'd say like Lucy Liu, but she was a small Asian girl.
A nice Chinese girl,
oh,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
Ah. More Polynesian island type.
Were you attracted to her, Joe?
I was working, so.
Does she have a hibiscus in her hair, Joe? She was Polynesian?
Can you spell that, Rob? If you can spell it, I'll tell you.
HIBISCUSDUMMY.
No, she didn't.
All right, bye, Joe.
Bye.
Joe, can we have the catchphrase again? Joe, you're unaffected by me yelling at you, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I've got very thick skin by now.
There you go. That's my boy. Bye, Joey.
Bye-bye.
There he is, Joe Artinger. These interviews suck, but frankly, I could listen to them all day.
Yeah. You notice when he got the girl, he finally said, who did you vote for president?
We'll hear just a little more of them when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Say. I'm sorry I started.
You were a little late.
Not too late, I hope.
A minute or two. Were you tied up with anything?
No, sorry, I'm just late.
I ordered you the porterhouse.
Oh, no, I don't need meat. I'll just have the penne.
Oh, shit. You can really try the steak. Ask Cuba to burn it on the outside.
Have you seen this?
That's my file on you, Senator.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get it?
Have you read it yet?
How did you get it?
What do you have to say for yourself?
With all due respect, I'm Senator. It doesn't matter what I have to say for myself.
No, it doesn't. Well, it seems to me, Mr. Chairman, that all you can claim about me... claim is that I had sex while...
Deviant.
Who says it was deviant?
I do. From what I say, the American people will believe. And you know why? Because I'll have a very big microphone in front of me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Of course, Bruce. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, I don't know. Somehow, this crazy show went out of control today. It spiraled out of control.
What?
I don't know what egomaniac in charge of the show caused this to happen. But I'll tell you this. Heads will roll.
Amen, brother.
Because I'm looking right now, and I'm seeing, wow, we're almost out of time.
We're almost out of show. We're right in the get-go stages of the fabulous Joe Artinger interview.
I don't know. I'm running over the list of suspects, and I immediately wrote my own name off the list.
Yes.
I couldn't be guilty. Then I looked at Mike.
Hi there.
No, Mike's never guilty. Buzz, innocent.
Well, thank you.
Rob A., innocent.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
help. The name that keeps coming up is Joe Ardinger.
Yes. Mm. Joe Amen. Ardinger. He is always the scapegoat.
Or as we like calling Joe,
the good old sacrificial lamb.
kidding, of course, Joe. Back to the tapes of Joe. And those of you, actually some people have called about the American Idiot Contest.
Yes, sure.
As soon as we get a website, we'll let you know, and then we'll have those 10 finalists on the air.
Maybe tomorrow.
I would not bet on tomorrow.
Don't bet the house?
No, I just had a conversation in the hallway.
Can't do that, remember?
That's right, you don't have a house.
Yeah, that's right.
I just had a conversation in the hallway with the engineer, Mike Friedman, who said, I'm pretty sure you could go with it tomorrow. And fine, I'll plan something else.
You can bet the rent on it.
So that's your new slogan.
There you go.
Bet the rent on it. Happy Erection Day. We sent Joe out, and here he is now. More Joe. Joey? Here he is.
All right, answer the question. Just listen to Don and Mike show at 3.
Listen to Don and Mike.
That's it. We're still at the end of the last guy.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys. I'm exhausted after today's show.
1,000 to 1,000.
Tape for broadcast.
No need to let that.
Who did you vote for
that tape start tracking before you.
Nobody.
Vote. Nobody? You missed your chance?
I missed my chance.
Joe.
What's up with that Winona Ryder?
What, you mean about shoplifting?
Yes.
Well, the jury's out today.
Do you know who the anchor of CBS's early show is?
It was Brian Gumbel, I think. I don't know who it is now.
Are you upset about the cancellation of Arliss?
I never look at it.
I don't want to have to pay extra sales tax on my marijuana. How about you?
I haven't smoked marijuana.
Did you vote yes to fix Mark Warner's teeth?
Nope.
What kind of Halloween candy did you give out this year?
Mary Jane's.
Oh, hey,
full size or fun that. Size?
Fun size.
That's slang for marijuana.
Maybe it's just me, but Mary Jane sucks ass.
Doesn't ask you some questions.
The candy? The candy. Yeah. He doesn't like it.
No?
Ask you some questions before you can.
You're listening to Joe starting and stopping the tape recorder.
The mic technique is killing me. It's almost, you remember when Larry Bud Melman used to be at the bus terminal?
Right, exactly.
And when the person would answer a question, he would have the microphone by his mouth.
Right. Now, did he have a pause on that tape deck, or perhaps an on-off switch on the microphone?
I think just an on, Robbie, it's just an on-off switch on the mic, right?
I think he was just starting and stopping the tape deck.
Just starting.
Because really, there are lots of ways around that nasty glitching that you hear.
I can't vote here. CBS tape for broadcast. Who are you voting for president today?
Nobody.
What's up with that Winona Ryder?
Don't know.
Do you know who the anchor of CBS's early show is?
I'm a little pressed for time, so.
Idiot.
Wow. Guy walks away.
I
want
to watch it the early show.
Joe?
Joe?
Can I ask you some questions before you go in today? Please? Come on, you can't say no to please. I guess you can.
We're getting the raw tape here.
Mm-hmm.
This could have been edited.
Hey, can I ask you some questions before you go in?
I really am. I'm just coming in here really fast.
Maybe on the way out? Okay.
We shouldn't be hearing all this middle stuff.
But it's nice hearing Joe get rejected.
Can I ask you some questions before you go in today?
Maybe
not.
You might have to shut it off again and start it again.
There you go.
Here we go.
Hey, can I ask you some questions today before you go in? CBS tape for broadcast. Who are you voting for president?
It's not a presidential election.
Are you sure?
No. Not last time I checked.
What's up with Winona Ryder?
Winona Ryder? No idea. Either she, I don't know if it's a misunderstanding or what, but that's true. I just saw about it last night in the news, so I'm not up on that one.
Do you know who the anchor of CBS's early show is?
No, honestly, I don't.
Are you upset about the cancellation of Arliss?
Arliss? I'm not familiar with the issue.
I don't want to have to pay extra sales tax on my marijuana. How about you?
Never paid any on mine, but I haven't bought it in 20 years.
Are you going to vote yes to fix Mark Warner's teeth?
Mark Warner's teeth? No, I don't think so.
What kind of Halloween candy did you give out this year, Joe?
We gave out Ashley Taffy this year.
Full size or fun size?
Yuck.
They only come in one size.
Thanks.
Taffy. Taffy sucks.
Taffy totally
for
sucks.
Halloween. All right, let's go to one more. Plus, we'll get to hear the mic technique one more time.
Huh? Turn it off again.
We got a bonus one. Joey?
Hey, can I ask you some questions before you go in? CBS tape for broadcast. Who are you voting for president?
I don't think we're voting for president right now.
Oh, hey.
What's up with Winona Ryder?
Sounds like a British guy.
Hey, there you are. Well, they're not. In fact, I think she's got a serious problem.
Do you know who the anchor of CBS's early show is?
No.
Are you upset about the cancellation of Arliss?
No.
I don't want to have to pay extra sales tax on my marijuana. How about you?
No.
Are you going to vote yes to fix Mark Warner's teeth?
No.
What kind of Halloween candy did you give out this year?
I didn't give any.
You didn't give any? All right, thanks.
Good interview.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Joe says, Robbie, go to the Irish lady. Joe says this is a killer. Now keep in mind, we're running so late today.
Thank you, Tom.
Joe, you want to go to the Irish lady? Is that good?
Yeah.
All right. Are you staking your reputation on it?
What little I have. Come on, roll the dice, baby.
All right, thanks, Joey.
Bye.
Who are you voting for president today?
For president? Well, Mr. Bush is in there, right? Well, some of his, what would you call them? We have Davis and we have Mr. Warner.
Republican.
Are they Republicans? Yeah, they're Republicans, right?
Well, Warner's not.
Republican.
Well, I mixed my votes because, but I don't know too much about him, but I know he has a great career.
What's up with Winona Ryder?
There's nothing wrong with her. There's nothing wrong with her.
What's up with that background?
What, an interviewer in back of a bus?
What's up with that background?
Jesus, man.
CBS's early show is?
What new channel is that?
Channel 9.
Oh, there's the new ladies. Isn't there someone new?
Are you from England?
I'm not.
Oh, it might be on Channel 3 then.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
Are you upset about the cancellation of Arliss?
Of what?
Arliss.
What is that?
It's a television show on HBO.
Well, you see, I have HBO, but it's only the, like, the basic. Mm-hmm. I only get very little on it.
I don't want to have to pay extra sales tax on my marijuana. How about you?
I wouldn't believe in marijuana at all because it's a goddamn curse. You know, all that with marijuana.
It's a curse.
Are you going to vote yes to...
I really wouldn't vote for that.
Are you going to vote yes to fix Mark Warner's teeth?
His teeth? That'd be a stupid question to ask anybody.
What kind of Halloween candy did you give out this year?
Do you think?
Nobody came. I just had lollipops.
Okay, thanks for
that lollipop.
That's why.
All right, well, there you go. As requested by Joe.
Yeah, that was worth staking your reputation on.
As requested by Joe, the Irish lady. I will tell you that we never got to hear the uncooperative lady, the young guy, the rapper.
Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
A 40-ish guy.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
The uncooperative lady or the brief return of the British guy.
A 40-ish guy. What, did Joe interview himself?
I don't know. Wait for the box set. A buzz?
Yes.
The lead story today has to be fireworks at WJFK.
Oh, heavens no. The lead story is it's election day and there are problems.
Of course.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
They say the word pussy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. I'm for Buzz and News. Brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. A great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers. Call 1-888-TRI-VMAX. And now here is Buzzy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Some of the polls here on the East Coast have already closed, but
don't expect many quick predictions about who will control the next Congress. For one thing, there are many close races around the country.
Delightful.
For another, the Voter News Service won't be giving out exit poll results this time. After the last election, the VNS, which works for all the big TV networks, revamped its entire system to prepare for this election.
I like the BMS.
But today, it found problems with its exit polling and was forced to abandon the entire system.
BMS. BM suffer.
Because of that, and this is good news to a lot of people, the VNS...
You coming to the big BM supper?
...will only make public actual election results and will not be projecting winners.
All the BM eaters go to the BM supper.
The state of Florida, meanwhile, which had its own share of problems in the last election, has new equipment this time and new problems.
Remember, I was talking before how when you make me laugh and everything.
Yeah, I know.
Not,
right. Well, not near the paddles that time, but it was close.
Was close.
You think about that all night long, a nice big BM supper.
There are machine malfunctions in three central Florida counties as well as in the Miami area. One voter says he kept voting for the Democratic candidate for governor and the Republican's name kept popping up instead.
Oh, imagine that.
The Winona Ryder shoplifting case is now in the hands of the jury. She's accused of stealing about $5,600 worth of designer fashions from Saks Fifth Avenue in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. The prosecutor says she came, she stole, she left.
Thank you.
Winona's lawyer says this is a case of overzealous security guards out to get a celebrity.
Ask about the bottomless cup of BM.
Even if she's convicted, Ryder probably faces nothing worse than probation. Nicole Kidman says she's glad she's no longer married to Tom Cruise.
Right.
But she says the marriage was real and that Tom is not gay.
Yeah, right, we believe that.
Kidman says the tabloids have also written that she's gay. She says the difference between her and Tom is she doesn't care what people say.
Oh, she's full of BS.
And he does. Quoting her, the marriage was real and existed because it was two people in love.
Where were you 2 hours ago?
That is BM.
Jonathan Harris, who played Dr. Smith on Lost in Space, is dead at the age of 87.
You know what? We'll do our tribute to him tomorrow.
He died Sunday from a blood clot in his heart.
I'm sure
EMs for him.
He would understand. We got a little backed up today.
Of course he would.
That's funny.
He died while he was getting therapy for
backed
a chronic back problem.
BM. Backed up with your BM.
What you may not know, he was not the classically trained British actor he sounded like. He was born in the Bronx to Russian Jewish parents. His given name was Jonathan Cherasuchin. When people asked if he was from England, he would answer, "No, my dear, just affected." He was also the praying mantis in A Bug's Life and the doll repairman in Toy Story 2.
Buzz, we got to do this.
There you go.
My apologies. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating. And entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Jesus is mad at them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I know we're going to run a second late here, but ladies and gentlemen, I just want to bring in a guest right now and announce that today is her final day with the show.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for making this time enjoyable for me. My throat's a little scratchy. I've been doing a lot of yelling at people and in regards to people, and I have decided that today...
She's kidding.
Is everybody all right?
Yes.
Fine.
I thought you were coming to announce your replacement, Joe Arndinger.
And get the double-barrel shotgun and put it in my mouth.
Lisa has...
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, really.
Lisa's been in conference. I am so happy to hear in her voice the hoarseness that indicates she has been screaming at somebody else.
Well, that makes it an even trifecta right now.
Isn't that great? Once I heard that, I knew, this girl's learned her lesson.
She took the pound.
She took the advice.
Mm-hmm.
She went and she yelled at those who were leading her astray.
Ah, that's the way it is.
Yep.
You yell at the other people even more.
Yeah.
That's always rolls downhill, right?
Absolutely. But really, like I told you, it wasn't your fault. The lesson was you believed in other people who told you they could do something.
But what I said before is true. The good times outweigh the bad times.
That's right.
Every family has their days like this.
Exactly.
It happens.
They do.
And I love each and every one of you.
We love you.
It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Yes.
I look forward to a happy and fruitful holiday season.
Sonny, remember how many times I got to tell you, don't trust nobody. Don't believe nobody.
So that means she's happy now and she's back in the fold?
Yeah, she's fine.
I might have a few drinks at dinner, but whatever.
Hey, that's me every night.
She's fine.
Okay, get out of here.
Okay, love you.
So you're going to stick around?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were
sorry.
Hey.
I tried. No, I was talking about her.
Oh.
You know what? Your effort was really, really commendable.
I know. I was really trying to torpedo you. Damn it.
Anyway, there she is.
Yeah.
Good for her. Good for her kicking some ass up there today.
Good stuff.
Good for you. That's what I want from my girl.
What a nice little bow. I mean, yeah. It's all tied up.
That's all I wanted.
Beautiful.
Some passion.
Does this mean she's giving you a lift home?
No, oh, no, okay, that's right. Still you all the way, Daddy.
All right, no problem.
No way.
No problem.
I've done enough midnight counseling already with her today.
No problem.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. What, you don't want to give me a ride home?
Of course I want to give you a ride home. How many times have you asked me in the 18 years we've worked together?
This would be the first.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
So what if I said no? Wouldn't that make me look like an a-hole? So I'm a little late to the bar.
Yeah. Oh, touche. You know, someday you got to get that thing in your head.
Yeah.
I know.
You hear what she says.
What's she saying?
When you said you'd be an a-hole, she said, too late.
Oh, hey.
Kidding, of course.
The first time.
Come on.
Buzz.
I don't know, Mike.
We got to fly.
I know. Finally, Mattel has stopped making the Harry Potter vibrating broomstick. But the company says it has nothing to do with the Nimbus 2000's popularity as a sex toy.
Oh, hey, you know what? That's a great bit we're going to be able to bring back soon because the Harry Potter movie's opening.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be calling the Harry Potter hotline again soon.
How are you? Harry Potter here.
The vibrating toy was popular with mothers and daughters, and sales were brisk.
Rocket, rocket.
One magazine even rated the Nimbus alongside real vibrators, but some parents were horrified to find out why their daughters liked the toy. A spokesperson for Mattel tells the New York Post, quote, "It's not because of the stories. It's just not a continued product." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy.
No!
Yeah, really. And we get to ride home together.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to talk about therapy. You know what it's like when we're alone together.
I'm here. I'm ready for you, Mike.
Airplane or car when I got you as a captive audience.
I'm like your Dr. Melfi.
What?
That's it. Gotta go. See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day, sir.
Wow.
Man, what a bunch of BM was eating today.
Can you?
Hey, yeah, I think so.
Toodaloo.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.